easier. Ooh, tell things to get brighter. Ooh, tell things are gonna get easier. Ooh, tell things to get brighter. We're the all-new Live 95 WRJM-LP Coleman.
Two teams in Class 5A will make the 2014 state playoffs. Four of those teams will come from Region 8. Tonight, two of those teams meet to stake their claim for a playoff spot. Russellville is hungry to get back to the playoffs, while West Point is looking for its first playoff berth under Coach Don Farley. This is what you prepare for. This is where champions are born. This is Friday Night Live. Friday Night Live is brought to you in part by Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency. By Morton Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissor Salon, Fuller Optical, AK Rentals, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, Specialty Pharmacy, Joe Coretti Auto Service, and 157 Hardware. Hello again, everybody. Tommy Warhurst on a soggy, windy night in West Point at Warrior Field. We've been under rain delay since about 6 p.m. this evening, but we are just about set to kick off this key 5A Region 8 battle between the West Point Warriors and the Russellville Golden Tigers. As I mentioned, 5A Region 8 is where we are. East Limestone sets atop that region, and there are three teams tied in second place. Those three teams are West Point, Russellville, and Lawrence County. West Point still has three of those teams left to play, and only four teams from the region will make it to the playoff. Both of these teams suffered a loss last week, West Point going down 40-10 to J.L. Johnson, and Russellville losing 21-14 to East Limestone, who sets atop the region. They both defeated similar opponents, with the exception of J.L. Johnson, who Russellville beat by 1 point back up September 5th, and of course, as we mentioned, West Point lost to J.L. Johnson last week. There are so many similarities on paper between these two teams, and that's where we bring in my partner, Jason Coretti. And Jason, looking at these two teams on paper, they look very, very similar, but we know on the field there are going to be some differences.
When you look at these two teams tonight, by the numbers, you can't tell them apart. Both teams are 6-1 overall. Both teams are 3-1 in region play. Both teams were perfect until last Friday night, and both teams lost to formidable opponents. Russellville fell to region-leading East Limestone, and West Point dropped its first game of 2014 to a really good J.O. Johnson team despite their record. Both teams are playing for a playoff position with three games left on each of their respective schedules. A win here tonight could bolster those chances of making the playoffs this season. While a loss to either team does not put either one out, it sure would feel better with the teams left on both of their schedules. Russellville still has, as Tommy mentioned, Lawrence County to try and tackle, and West Point has region games against Lawrence County and East Limestone. Neither one of those are going to be easy pushover games. Both teams missed the playoffs last season, with Russellville finishing fifth in region in 5A Region 8 with a 3-4 record, and West Point finishing sixth with a 2-5 region record. West Point also remembers the last two embarrassing losses to Russellville, in which Russellville put up big offensive numbers, winning 63-20 two seasons ago and 35-0 last season. This season, the Warriors look to continue to put up gaudy numbers on offense, as they're averaging almost 30 points per game, and the defense has been quite stingy themselves, as last week was the first time they had given up more than 14 points all season long, and most of those were 6 and 7 points, respectively, on their schedule. Russellville has a similar offensive output, as they average 30 points per contest, while the defense is allowing just 16 points per game. As I stated earlier, if you took away the names on paper, you have two teams that mirror image one another. Russellville seems to be a more pass-oriented team, and West Point, well, they like to line it up and run it over you with a bruising running attack. The names of the players like Bryant Farley, Kobe Smith, Cameron Moore will certainly be getting a call, a lot of attention tonight. And I'm sure we'll also mention from time to time, big old number 28, Ryder Jones. Jones plays defensive end and tight end, and looks like if football does not work out for him, well, he's got a career in WWE wrestling. This guy's huge, and he's an athlete. So, Tommy, I look for a very good game tonight, as well as many other good games from the teams here in Coleman tonight. We've got Coleman at Hartsell, Fairview at Gunnersville, Good Hope at Priceville, Hanceville at Oakman, and Vinemont at Holly Pond. Cold Springs is taking a break this week, as that's the only Coleman County team not seeing action on the field tonight. We'll get you updated on those scores and much more as we get set to see who wants it more, Russellville or West Point.
And they're up next in this 5A region contest. Friday Night Live continues right here on Live 95.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Don Farley, head coach of the West Point Warriors, joins us now. Coach, thanks for taking time to join us.
Well, thank you for having me.
A tough loss last week to J.O. Johnson. The Warriors are now 6-1 overall and tied for second in the region at 3-1. Last week's game was kind of a tale of two quarters. I think big plays and turnovers may have played a big part in it. Tell us a little bit about last week.
Yeah, you know, we went into halftime, you know, we was down 6-2, but we was feeling good about what we was doing. We'd had had some mistakes early in the game that, you know, didn't hurt us, but it stalled some drives, and they come out and hit a big play, first play of the second half, and then we had a couple of turnovers there in the third quarter, and really it just kind of got away from us, and, but our guys, you know, they fought hard, and, you know, we definitely learned a hard lesson in just keeping our focus, and no matter what the score, you know, we're not going to let the scoreboard dictate how hard we play.
Right. I think the big surprise was the defensive game plan from J.O. Johnson, basically, you know, stopping what has been a very, very powerful offense. What did they do that kind of kept you guys running behind?
Well, you know, they had tremendous speed. We knew that if, you know, we couldn't. The two things that we had focused on was that, you know, not to give up the big play, you know, due to their speed and athleticism, and then to not turn the ball over. And, of course, we had two turnovers. At that time, we'd only had two turnovers the entire season. We had two in the third quarter, and we gave up two big plays, or actually probably three big plays to them. And, you know, it kind of unraveled on us right there a little bit. And they had such a very, very fast defense. It just really made it hard for us. If we didn't get, you know, if we didn't get a good play on first down and got behind the chains, it made us have to work that much harder and kind of got us out of our comfort zone a little bit.
We're just past the midway point of the season. There's been some tough games. How are your Warriors health-wise?
We're pretty good health-wise. You know, we've got the one, we've got some guys with some nagging injuries here and there, but overall we're in good shape. We've got the one injury to our center that we lost during the Pope John Paul game, Delton Cook. You know, we've not had him, and probably won't have him for the rest of the year. But overall, the guys are hanging up. You know, hanging in there pretty good.
Looking at the region, East Limestone sits atop the region. They're still unbeaten, and your Warriors, along with Lawrence County and Russellville, are sitting all tied for second with 3-1. We know four teams will get into the playoffs, and you've still got East Limestone and Lawrence County coming up the next couple of weeks. That said, looking at the playoff picture, how important is this game with Russellville?
Oh, there's no doubt, you know, to be considered for the, you know, for postseason play, you know, we're going to have to come out and get a couple of wins in these next 3 weeks, we feel like, and, you know, but I told the guys that, you know, our playoff lives are still in our own hands, and, you know, we're still in control of our own destiny, so we're not having to rely on anybody else to win or lose for us to have that opportunity. So at least we're still in control of ourselves.
Russellville was sitting at number four in Class 5A last week, but they lost last week to East Limestone. They'll fall somewhat in the rankings a little bit. They're known year in and year out for being a powerhouse in Class 5A. I know you've studied them on film. Your thoughts on the Russellville Golden Tigers?
Yeah, you know, we feel like they're still going to come in, you know, being ranked in the top 10 somewhere. You know, absolutely a great program, great tradition. Their coaches, they've got a new staff this year, but they've done a great job with them. They've got some good athletes, got a strong-armed sophomore quarterback who loves to throw the ball around. And, you know, so we're going to have to definitely, you know, play a good football game.
On paper, the matchup looks close. Points per game, points allowed per game, even, you know, the wins and losses columns, everything stack up on paper to be a tight matchup. What are your keys for West Point to be victorious Friday night?
Well, we'll have to definitely prove that we've learned something from the past, in that we have to take care of the football. You know, we can't have turnovers. We can't have mistakes such as penalties, missed assignments, and we can't give them the big play as well. They've got some explosive playmakers, and we've got to make sure that we keep them in check.
Coach, thank you for your time. Best of luck.
Thank you.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com.
If you like personal service and folks who can call you by name, you're going to love the new Good Hope Pharmacy, now open on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy offers personal service, natural products, dollar items, and more. The all-new Good Hope Pharmacy on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy, where everybody knows your name.
Welcome back to Warrior Field on the campus of West Point High School. Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti for Friday Night Live, a big 5A Region 8 battle between the West Point Warriors and the Russellville Golden Tigers. And Jason, we've been through some of the abbreviated pregame due to the rain delay. We've talked about the numbers. And again, you talked about it. On paper, these two teams are identical on paper, but when you really get down to the ball game and start looking at plays and how they're going to run the football, there are some big differences.
Yeah, as I spoke with earlier, it seems Russellville, that they try to spread the ball out and run it and throw the football a lot more. Russellville last week, however, had their lowest output on offense this season with 14 points. Let me tell you what attributed to that. I haven't seen the game, haven't watched any film, but I can look at the paper and tell you what's going on. 15 penalties for 122 yards last week against East Limestone. Number 12, Peyton Nichols, quarterback. He was 16 of 25 with 145 yards passing. Number 17, Colby Tompkins, wide receiver, had two catches for 44 yards. And number 6, Reed Smith, he had seven catches for 82 yards. That's not going to get it done against this West Point defense here tonight. And number 1, Deion Hill, he had 8 carries, 15 total yards. Wow. So their team rushing was just total 21 yards all last Friday night. And like I said, this defense here at West Point, they play no nonsense, straight up hit you in the mouth football, as we saw when we came out here a couple weeks ago and watched the West Point Warriors just completely dismantle
St. John Paul II fighting Eagles. So, I got it right. Just needed to be away for a couple weeks. We can talk about them. Yeah. I failed to mention a while ago that Russell actually has to play those guys as well. They're a region foe left. I wanted to leave it out of that intro there because I knew I'd stumble all over it. But nevertheless, it works out. And Russell, still, they've got to play those guys as well. You look at this region, Tommy. And we talked about East Limestone. They're sitting atop of the region. They're 4-0, 6-1 overall. And followed by them, you've got Lawrence County, West Point, and Russellville. They're all 3-1 in the region. And Lawrence County with a 5-2 overall record. And follow that up, just behind Russellville, you got J.O. Johnson there, 2-2 in the region, and 3-4. Very, very sneaky 3-4, because when you look back, they've got losses to East Limestone, Lawrence County, and Russellville. So that's three of their four losses, and that's three very good football teams. Coming in under them is Ardmore. They're 1-3 in the region, 2-5 overall. And you've got Pope or St. John Paul II. They're 0-4 in region, 0-7 overall. And you've got Columbia, 0-4 region, 1-6 overall. That's 5A region 8. I'll give you a little bit of a back history here on West Point and Russellville. They've met a total of four times, and this is a staggering statistic when you look at things. Russell has won four. They've scored 202 points, and West Point, 27. And that's not going to get it done. And as I mentioned before, they lost 2 years ago, 63-20, and last season, 35-0. And I guarantee you, those guys over there in Maroon remember that. They're going to be coming out to play. They'd like to get a little revenge tonight here at Warrior Field as they honored the 94 team tonight. I'd like to impress those guys. That was a team that went 12-1, went deep into the playoffs that year. And as they were calling out those names, it brought back a little nostalgia, because I remember playing against some of those guys when Coleman and West Point used to be a inaugural game. You know, it always opened up on a Thursday night, and it was always a fun game to play. It was the first game of the season for us every year, and remember playing against some of those guys they called out tonight. Bunch of good football players.
Captains are meeting in midfield. And Russellville has won the toss, and they elected to defer. And the Golden Tigers are going to receive the ball. But actually, the other way around. Actually, they chose. He signaled that they defer, but then they're actually going to take the football. And Russellville will be working from the north end of the field to the south end of the field here at Warrior Field.
Looks like West Point's gathered up under the flagpole, getting ready to run out onto the field. Coaches are set. Lights are on, and the field is wet. Sky's still cloudy.
Took a while for the storms to pass and get out of the way, but thankfully they are moved, and thankfully for the most part, most of that bad weather stayed to our south here. Those folks back in the city of Coleman and south down toward Garden City and Hansville caught the brunt of it. But we've been, for the most part, we've been dry, and we're just about set for some football as the West Point Warriors take the field. They'll be dressed in their home crimson jerseys, crimson pants, and crimson hats. They've got white numbers and a white WP on the side of their hats. The visiting Golden Tigers from Russellville, dressed in their visiting white jerseys, black numerals outlined in gold, white trousers with a black and gold stripe down the pants, and black hats with a gold Golden Tiger on the side.
You know, you wouldn't be able to tell it, but Russellville, they travel well, Tommy, because I look down at this this crowd, and it looks like there's more Golden Tigers in the stands tonight than there are West Point Warriors. They even brought their inflatable tunnel down here. Very impressive as they come marching down the field. Look more like a college team taking the field than a 5A high school matchup tonight. So
they carry a good travel squad. And the two, I guess, if you leave home and you're not expecting rain, and rain shows up, you're already halfway here, you might as well leave it to Brandon Iron and come on over and enjoy some football.
Yeah, either that or some of these good-smelling hot dogs and hamburgers that have been smoking us out in the press box tonight. I'll tell you what, that's going to be hard to resist going down there and getting one of those here before too long. And Russell takes the field. West Point's already out on the field lining up in formation to kick off the football. Russell wasted no time to get their starters out there as well as we're ready to start this game. 5A Region 8 matchup.
And for those at home wondering, we're on the visiting side. We're on the Russellville side of the press box. There's a lot of press, a lot of media here to cover this big 5A Area 8 contest. And we're across the way on the visiting side above, like Jason mentioned, that good crowd that made the trip down from Russellville tonight to watch the Warriors and the Golden Tigers.
Yeah, right under the band, as you can tell. I'll be deaf before the night's over. Number one
That is Deion Hill. He's back to receive the football from West Point Warriors kickoff team here. Looks like that's number 25 kicking the ball off. That's Tristan Skinner.
Skinner set to put it in the air. It is Jason mentioned Austin Hill back to receive. It's a squib kick. Bounces, going to be falling on about the 30-yard line.
That's Colby Tompkins taking the ball there on kickoff. That's number 17. We talked about him in pregame. Two catches last week for 44 yards. Let's see how Russellville comes out on offense, whether they're going to spread it out and try to throw it or they're going to run right at this West Point huge defensive line. As I mentioned, number 28, Ryder Jones, defensive end over here. Kid looks like a refrigerator that can run.
Russellville comes out. Two receivers split to either side now. One lone back in the backfield. Handoff goes around the far corner, turning and getting across the 30. After the 36-yard line is Reeder Smith.
Yeah, Reed Smith just took the ball in a little motion play coming from the visitor side of the field. Cuts it up, tries to stretch it out, tries to get outside, but he has to cut it upfield. And gains about 5 yards there, sets up second down and five here as we get the first quarter underway.
Ball at the Russellville 36-yard line. And the balloon made its way onto the field about the 20-yard line, so the officials will stop play. And
they didn't throw a flag. They flew through a balloon. So a balloon or a ball or something. Looks like some kids are playing with a ball on the other side of the field. It made its way out there.
Second and five for Russellville now. Two receivers to either side. From the shotgun, fires across the middle, incomplete, intended for Smith. Hit him right in the hands about the 45-yard line, but Smith unable to bring it in, bring up third down and five now for the Golden Tigers.
Came on a crossing route there, and Bryant Farley had that thing defended. He may have heard some footsteps there. Ball, like Tommy said, hit him right in the hands, dropped it harmlessly to the ground, brings up third down and five.
Five receivers now for Russellville, three to the near side as they work left to right, two to the far side. Motion to the near side. He gets a handoff. That's Hall. He gets up to near midfield, still fighting, has the Golden Tiger first down.
Bryant Farley came up with that football, but I believe they're going to mark him down there. They got a little excited. Yeah, he just came on just a speed sweep across the field, took the ball from the quarterback, and able to stretch it and fight hard running yards by Mr. Hill, number one. He drug a host of West Point Warriors down to the 50-yard line. And that's where the Russellville Golden Tigers will set up here first and 10 with 10:58 to go in the first quarter.
Three receivers to the near side, two to the far side as Russellville works from left to right. From the shotgun now, Nichols fires down the near sideline, complete at the 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Kobe Tompkins and the Russellville Golden Tigers, just a simple pitch and catch, Jason, good for 50 yards.
Yeah, 50-yard pass play that time from the quarterback, Kobe Tompkins, as he just went streak and got a step behind the defender, and there was no stopping him getting into the end zone that time. As we hear the band play, you can tell Russell's fired up and got to get that score right out of the gate.
50-yard pitch and catch gets the Golden Tigers on the board, and now we await the extra point. The snap, the place, the kick is up, and it is no good. So with 10:40 left in the opening quarter, your score, Russellville 6 and West Point nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Tallman's Live 95.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Back at Warrior Field on the campus of West Point High School, and the Russellville Golden Tigers have taken a 6-0 lead over the West Point Warriors with 10:40 left in the opening quarter on a 50-yard pitch and catch from quarterback Peyton Nichols to Kobe Tompkins.
Yeah, boy, Tommy, they had lightning in the area all night. It didn't take long for Russell to strike fast there. A little bolt of lightning by number 17 as he got down the visitor side sideline. 50-yard touchdown, and that's where we sit right now. The extra point no good. It's 6-0, Russell.
Kobe Smith back to receive for West Point. Standing at his own 10-yard line, a pooch kick taken right at the Warrior 32-yard line. Back to the 35 and out to the 40. Maybe getting out to the 41-yard line is Lance Ray. So that's where West Point will put it in play. They'll actually mark him down right about the 40-yard line. It'll be first and 10 Warriors from their own 40, trailing Russellville by 6 now. Opening moments of the first quarter, Russellville leads 6-0.
Yeah, that kickoff, he sent it straight up in the air, and Lance Ray had to sit and wait on it. And by the time he was able to field the football, the kickoff team had gotten to him. Didn't pick up much yardage there, but that's where we'll start. The 40-yard line at West Point as they travel right to left here from the visiting section with 10:32 to go, first and 10.
From the shotgun now, Farley hands off to Smith. Smith is across the 45 after the 47-yard line. Good straight-ahead hard running, 7 yards for Kobe Smith.
Yeah, Brian Farley just handed that ball off to Kobe Smith. He went off right guard and eased his way forward. He picks up a big chunk of real estate there. We got second down and 3. That's the way the West Point lines up here on offense.
Second and 3 for West Point now. 2 receivers to the near side, 1 to the far side as they work right to left. Bryant Farley's in the shotgun. Tosses it out on the far sideline, trying to turn the corners. Cameron Moore, and Moore's pushed backwards back to about the 40-yard line. Little option that just didn't work, Jason.
Yeah, Russell's defense was all over that as he pitched the ball back to Cameron Moore, and he was met by a host of tacklers there over on the far sideline. The ball came out, but the ref signaled that he was down, and they lived to fight another down. They lost quite a bit of yards there. It's going to be third down and about 8 now, and third down and 9 according to the scoreboard. West Point's not going in the right direction so far. Let's see what they can do here with the ball now.
From their own 41, Brian Farley in the shotgun, loads, fires down the near sideline, intended for Will Wren, and it's almost intercepted by Russellville. Almost a great one-handed catch by the defensive back, Colin Garrison.
Yeah, Garrison almost caught that ball off deflection, laying on the ground, had it on his shoulder pad, and the ball just kind of slipped away. Maybe if it hadn't been wet field position, he may have been able to pull that ball in. Now we've got punt formation from West Point as Deion Hill, the dangerous running back from Russellville, he's back at his toes at about the 25-yard line. And a fumbled snap.
Fumbled snap.
Russellville falls on it at about the 31-yard line, and they're set up deep in West Point Warrior territory. Wow, this isn't going the way West Point hoped for right out of the gate. It's a costly mistake there. It sets up Russellville in great field position. They're going to mark it at the 31-yard line, Tommy. And they've got a lot of weapons lined up on the field out here at offense right now.
Just a bobbled snap on the punt. And the Warriors unable to get the punt off, and now Russellville has the ball inside Warrior territory at the Warrior 31-yard line. There's 2 receivers split to either side and 1 back beside the quarterback, Peyton Nichols. Nichols will operate out of the shotgun. Fakes the pitch out to the outside and hands it off back to Willis running up the middle. And Willis gets about 5 yards down to about the 27-yard line.
Yeah, Peyton Nichols faked that little quick pass out to the outside, turned back in the inside and handed it off to Sid Willis as he went up the middle. He picked up about 4 yards there, second down and 6 as Russell wasted no time trying to put the ball in the end zone again. They look very impressive so far as the start of this game goes here on offense. They spread it out all over the field, that's for sure.
On second down and 6 now, the Golden Tigers hand it off inside to Hill, and he fights down to near the 25-yard line. Stop made that time at number 8, Lance Ray, for the West Point Warriors.
Yeah, Ray and a host of West Point Warriors able to corral number 1, Deion Hill, junior running back. And not letting him pick up a very many yards, but it sets up third down and manageable. It's 3rd and 4. Once again, they waste no time spreading it out. That is for sure.
Clock is running. 8 minutes left in the opening quarter. Russellville with a 6-0 lead over West Point in this 5A Region 8 battle. Someone trying to establish their foot in the playoff picture here tonight at West Point. It's 3rd down and 4 for Russellville.
That whistle's blowing. I think Russell wants to take a timeout and talk about it here. 7:50 to go in the first.
So Russellville takes timeout. We'll take timeout too. 7:50 left in the opening quarter. Your score, Russellville 6, West Point nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
Back at Warrior Field on the campus of West Point High School on third down and short, Russellville throws incomplete on the near sideline. So now we've got fourth down and four, Jason, and the ball resting on the West Point Warrior 25-yard line.
Looks like they're going to go for it. Anytime they're deep inside territory like this, if you don't have a field goal kicker that can make that ball, you're not going to pick up but 4 or 5 yards here by punting if it goes into the end zone. So why not take the risk and go ahead and go for it on fourth and four?
Fourth and four now from the Warrior 25-yard line. Nichols throws into the end zone, and he is out of bounds. The pass was complete. A great catch made in the end zone by number five, Jacob Hamilton, but the referee said he had 1 foot out of bounds, and the Warriors will take over on downs. Lucky break there for West Point.
Yeah, perfectly thrown football. He just came down with 1 foot just the outside of the white line. The referee initially called it a completion. Then as he looked it back over, I assume he saw something. It's this Russellville sideline over here didn't see because I heard some groans coming from the crowd. But nevertheless, ball rests at the 25-yard line as the West Point Warriors hold on defense this time and come back out on offense to see if they can get something going here midway through the first quarter.
So first and 10 West Point now from their own 25-yard line. Two receivers to the near side, one across the way. Brian Farley keeps it on a quarterback keeper himself and squirts out to near the 28-yard line. Pickup of about 3 yards that time for Farley and the Warriors.
Farley just falls forward there, picks up a few yards. He's faked the handoff and went right off tackle, tried to follow the center up into the hole. And I'll tell you, big old number 52 out there for Russell, he was having none of it. He's all over the place, big, very big player.
Second down and seven now. This time the handoff goes to Toby Smith. And Smith gets out to near the 32-yard line. Pick up of about 3.5, maybe 4 yards that time for Smith and the Warriors.
The number 51, Jared Thornton, junior defensive lineman, he was able to bring him down that time. So he picked up a few more yards. We got third and manageable this time. Looks like it's about third and three, third and four. They're going to call it third and three. West Point's line back up on offense. Get this, got to get the first down and get the ball moving in their direction.
Third and three, Farley now wants to throw. In the shotgun, flushed out of the pocket, runs to the near side. He's going to tuck it, gets across the 35. He's got the first down and about a yard to boot out to about the 37-yard line. First down, Warriors.
Yeah, I brought up number 54 there, Armin Norris. He's a senior, and he comes streaking across the field. Big guy chased him down, and right after he picked up the first down, Farley needs to play a little bit smarter football. You don't want to be caught by that big man right there. Need to get on out of bounds and live to play another down. That's a big man coming running across that field with his head and mean on, too.
First and 10, West Point now from their own 37-yard line. Farley throws it to Kobe Smith on the near sideline. He breaks a couple tackles and gets across the 40 out to the 41-yard line. A 4-yard pitching catch from Brian Farley to Kobe Smith.
He just kind of scooted out to the outside behind the line, the wide receiver to this side, connected with Cody Smith, and he's able to lean forward. He's got about 4 yards there, brought down by Jared Thornton, as I mentioned before, big number 51 for the Russell Golden Tigers, as he came all the way from the far side defensive end position to snuff that play out. These guys are big, but they get around the field.
Second down and seven for West Point now. Hand off to Kobe Smith, diving forward for about a yard or two out to the 42-yard line now. Bring up third down, and we'll call it third and five for West Point now from their own 42.
Yeah, Kobe Smith just takes that ball. They're trying to establish this power run game, try to wear the Russell defense down just enough where they can start opening the holes. This big offensive line of West Point, they've been known to create some holes you can drive a Mack truck through. Not doing such a good job of it so far here, but as the game wears on, we'll see how the offensive line fares against these guys.
Brad Farley in the shotgun now. Two receivers to the far side, one to the near side. Tosses it out to Kobe Smith on the near sideline, and he's wrapped up. 2-3 Golden Tigers wrap him up, and he's going to actually lose about 5 yards back to the original line of scrimmage, which is going to be about the 32-yard line.
He was brought down by a host of them, but the first one to get there is 54, Armin Norris, as he came across the field and made a great tackle over there. Hold him up till the rest of the guys can get there. Drive him back, like Tommy said, 5 yards. You got fourth down and 10. And number one, Deion Hill, back to receive this punt. He wasn't able to field it the last time because of a bad snap. Looks like they're going to get it away this time.
Lance Ray gets away a high kick this time, hits at the 30, and then rolls down to the 25-yard line. So no return, a good high coverage kick by Lance Ray and the Warriors.
And number 30, Alex Thornton, he was the first one to get down there, put a hand on the ball, doesn't allow Deion Hill a chance to return it. From the stats I've seen and the information I've got about this young man, he is he's not one you want to kick it to.
So it's first and 10, Russell now from their own 25-yard line. They lead West Point 6-0. We've got 4:15 left in the opening quarter. This 5A Region 8 battle here for Warrior Field in West Point. Quarterback keeper this time, that's Nichols. He's across the 30, across the 35, and fighting forward to the 38-yard line. Good enough for a Golden Tiger first down. Just faked it to a back coming across and decided to tuck it and run straight up the middle. That carried good for 13 yards.
Yeah, he just took it as a straight quarterback keeper. Came to the near side, picked up first down yardage, sets him up 32-yard line. Russell looks to the sideline to get their plays.
First and 10 for Russellville now from their own 37-yard line. Three receivers to the far side, one to the near side. Peyton Nichols in the shotgun. Rolls to the far side of the field, has good protection, fires incomplete in and out of the hands of his receiver on the far sideline. It was almost caught by Christian Foster. But Foster unable to haul it in. The ball falls to the turf incomplete, so that'll bring up second down and 10 for Russellville.
Yeah, a lot of drop balls tonight for Russellville. I don't know if it maybe contributed to the wet football playing on this wet track out here tonight, but a lot of balls that could have been first downs and moving the chains have been dropped. And well, so far they've fallen harmlessly to the turf. Let's see if West Point can turn that around, maybe get a couple of interceptions. Get the ball back on their side of the football on the field here.
Second and 10 for Russellville now. Pump fake on the outside. Handoff inside to Sid Willis. Willis is across the 45 after the 46-yard line. Carry of 9 yards that time for Willis and the Golden Tigers.
Mirror image of the play they ran before. He pump fakes the ball over to the side where Colby Tompkins, number 17, is lined up. And Willis just takes the ball and runs straight up behind the center, right down the middle of the field. Picks up a big chunk of yards there as sets up third and one. As the clock ticks here in the first, 3:11, 3:10, 3:09.
Third down and short now. Three receivers for Russellville, two to the far side, one to the near side. Handoff straight up the middle to Deion Hill. Hill's got the first down and about 3 yards more out to midfield. So it'll be first and 10, Russellville now from the 50-yard line. Clock is stopped, 2:56 left to go in the first quarter. Russellville with a 6-0 lead over the West Point Warriors.
Yeah, as Yogi Berra would say, deja vu all over again with Russell sitting here at midfield. Look out. Look for a big pass here. You get on this side of the field, and Russell, like I said, they like to open it up with a pass game. See if they go back to number 17, Colby Tompkins, on the near side of the football field.
Nichols from the shotgun now. With two receivers either way, he's flushed out of the pocket, tucks it, and comes to the near sideline across the 45 and down to near the 43-yard line. He'll pick up about 5 yards on that carry.
He was looking for an open receiver that time. Everybody was covered up pretty well, so he decided to tuck it. Comes to the near sideline as he's tackled out of bounds there by number 11. That's Jacob Daniel, senior running back and inside line, outside linebacker, making the play. Sets up second down in about 4 yards.
Second and four from their own 43-yard line. Two receivers split to either side. Nichols in the shotgun. Fires on the far sideline, intended for Deion Hill, and it just a little bit too hot for Hill's hands. Pass falls incomplete. Clock is stopped now with 2:24 left in the opening quarter. Russellville still with a 6-0 lead over the West Point Warriors.
Yeah, West Point went after that ball. They thought it might have been a backwards pass, but the referee rules no. Second down, move the football back to the center of the field. Let's try it again here with 3rd and 4 with 2:24 to go in the first. Russellville looking to the sideline, getting their play again.
On 3rd down and 4, they'll have 3 receivers to the far side, 2 to the near side as they work left to right toward the south end of Warrior Field. Motion coming from the near side. He takes the handoff. That's Smith turning the far corner and getting down to near the 37-yard line. It looks like it's going to be good enough for a Golden Tiger first down.
They're calling timeout, but yeah, they do mark it a first down. They're going to move the chains. That's big number. That's Reed Smith, number 6, as he came in motion. Just takes the ball from Nicholas right there. Number 12 goes around the other end, able to escape a couple defenders, lean forward, get a first down yardage as they move the ball deeper and deeper into West Point territory here as the first quarter comes closer to a close.
It's on 1st and 10 now from the 37. Play is stopped. Ball starts against the Russellville Golden Tigers, so that'll back them up 5 yards, push the football back to right about the 42-yard line.
Well, they don't want to commit the same kind of penalties they had last week. As I mentioned in pregame, they had 15 penalties for 122 yards last week. I'm sure the Russellville coaching staff tried to correct all those issues this week in practice. It's the first penalty of the game so far, but a little procedure penalty, they'll try to make it 1st and 15. Maybe a little bit harder for Russellville to try to move the first down yardage this play.
1st and 15 now from the Warrior 42-yard line. Nichols wants to throw, fires downfield, incomplete. Great coverage from Kobe Smith on the play along with Bryant Farley. Pass falls incomplete, bring up 2nd down and 15 now for Russellville.
Can't tell who the receiver was that time, but Kobe Smith stepped in front of that football, and he's going to dream about that one tonight as he landed right there at the 30-yard line. He had a great chance for an interception, but nonetheless, 2nd down and 15. Clock stop at 1:42 here in the first.
From the Warrior 42-yard line, Peyton Nichols in the shotgun now with 2 receivers to either side. Hands off in the backfield to Sid Willis. Willis runs down to near the 35-yard line. Pickup of about 6 yards, but it'll be 3rd down and 8 now for Russellville.
You know, Tommy, we know East Limestone's a good football team, but they only allowed this Russellville rushing attack 21 yards last week, and they're moving the ball at will on the ground against this West Point Warriors defense that a couple of weeks ago looked like it was an impenetrable wall out there, but Russellville having no problem with it so far.
3rd down and 8, fires across the middle, it's intercepted by West Point. That's Will Warren. Or Will Wren. Wren runs it back to the 49-yard line just to pass right across the middle of the field. Will Wren stepped right in front of it and ran it back out to midfield. So now the West Point Warriors will be in business from midfield with just under 1 minute. We've got 58 seconds left to go in the opening quarter, and West Point trails Russellville by 6. It's 6-0 Russellville, but now West Point's back in business, Jason.
Yeah, this may be the spark that West Point needed to kind of get going. A lot of times when you have a delay like that, you lose that intensity that you build up for all day long, and then you have to sit out here and wait around for an hour, hour and a half before you take the field. Maybe this is what they need to get this offense started, start moving the ball in the right direction.
Bryant Farley from the shotgun tosses to Kobe Smith on the near side. Smith's got a hole across the 40, down to the 37-yard line. Kobe Smith and a West Point Warrior first down.
Yeah, Smith just kept, he was patient, waiting for blocks to come up. He didn't try to rush anything to get up the field. He just stretched it out here to the numbers, fell forward across the 40 to the 39-yard line. That's where the West Point Warriors set up 1st and 10. And said maybe that was the spark they needed, Tommy. Let's see what they can do with this momentum they've got built up right now.
On 1st and 10 from the Golden Tiger 40, 3 receivers to the far side, 1 to the near side. Toss it to Kobe Smith on the far side. Smith has 3 or 4 yards out to the 33-yard line.
Yeah, that was the exact same play, but they just ran at the opposite side of the field. He just took the pitch and just stretched it across, got about to the numbers, cut it back up inside, and they didn't pick up as much yardage. They're going to have about 2nd down and 4, it looks like. But nevertheless, still positive yardage on 1st down for the West Point Warriors.
So on second down and four now, West Point working right to left. Three receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Smith, the lone back beside Bryant Farley in the backfield. And another official's timeout. West Point is going to take timeout and think about this one. Actually, as they do, they'll think it over at the end of the first quarter. After one quarter of play, it is Russellville 6 and West Point nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Got transmission troubles? Then you need Joe Coretti Auto Service, a locally owned and operated family business founded in 1976. Joe and Jason Coretti are your automatic transmission specialists. If you need transmission diagnostics, service, or repair, we can be reached at 256-739-2940. That's Joe Coretti Auto Service, your automatic transmission specialist, located on Golf Course Road, 256-739-2940.
157 Hardware understands your frustration with long checkout lines and lack of personal service at large home improvement warehouses. That's why, for over 40 years, 157 Hardware has been your local, home-owned hardware store and is an authorized Cub Cadet dealer. Whatever your indoor or outdoor projects entail, Johnny Miller and his team at 157 Hardware are here to personally assist you with all your sales and service needs. 157 Hardware is conveniently located on Highway 157, 1/8 of a mile from the stockyard. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 8 to noon. That's 157 Hardware, your home-owned local hardware store.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance.
Back at Warrior Field on the campus of West Point High School, the toss on the far sideline to Kobe Smith. And Kobe gets back to near the line of scrimmage. Tough running on the far side of the field that time for Kobe Smith.
They're going to mark him about a one-yard loss. He stretched the play out to the far side of the field. And I guarantee you, I know one coach on the far sideline is going to have a discussion with their running backs. Coach A.J. Lamar, you don't back up when you've got a head of steam like that. You take that ball and bust it up in there. That defensive back's not going to win that battle most of the time. If you've got a head of steam up and he's coming up to meet you, lower your helmet and drop him back for a couple yards instead of losing yards when they're hard to come by tonight.
On third down and five, Brian Farley is going to keep it on the far side of the field. He gets a couple of yards, and he's hammered right on the sideline over there. A good stick by the Russellville Golden Tigers coming in and laying the wood to Brian Farley.
Yeah, he just tried to cut it back up in the field. Brian Farley was met hard over there as he got drove out of bounds. 11-12 to go in the second. Looks like they're probably going to go for it here, Tommy, because like I said, if they punt the ball in the end zone, they're only going to gain about 11-12 yards. So you can always have something come up here. It's fourth and two. Short yardage for the West Point Warriors. See if they elect to run. We've got three receivers out there. See if they elect to run this ball or pass.
Fourth down and two from the Russellville 32-yard line. There's two receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Kobe Smith is the lone back beside Bryant Farley. And now Coach Farley wants to take time out and think about this one. Clock is stopped with 11-12 left in the first half. I want to say a special thanks to those who make Friday Night Live possible. They are 157 Hardware, Joe Coretti Auto Service, Specialty Pharmacy, Alpha Agent, Cynthia Phillips, A.K. Reynolds, Fuller Optical, Scissor Salon, Odin's Auto Glass, Morton Buildings, Good Hope Pharmacy, Cyber Broadband, and Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency. All proud to bring you Friday Night Live each and every Friday night here on Coleman's Live 95. And if you like high school football, we assume you do because you're listening, you're going to love Sports Talk Live every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 4 until 6 right here on Live 95. Ronnie Barnes and Jason Spiegel talk high school sports, college sports, professional sports, and whatever you want to talk about each and every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon on Sports Talk Live from 4 until 6 right here on Coleman's Live 95.
Tell me what happened that time. The play clock was down to 2. They took too much time. I don't know if they were originally coming out just to try to draw Russellville off sides there on 4th and 2 and pick up a penalty.
Point High School. We've had a power failure in the press box, but we're still going to try to bring you the action as best we can. Cut the feedback out where you can at least hear what we're talking about. There's 10:06 left to go in the first half. West Point has the football driving. It's third down and goal from the Golden Tiger 9-yard line. Brad Farley's in the shotgun now. Throws it, rolls out to the near side, trying to find a receiver. He's in trouble now. He heaves it to the end zone. It's incomplete. Good coverage that time for the football. Golden Tigers. Pass ball incomplete. He didn't bring up fourth down. Now for West Point again. Our apologies. We've got 10 difficulties. It's been one of those nights between the rain and the lightning delay. We had technical difficulties. Very quickly to down. We've had a power failure here on the in the press box where we are at Warrior Field. West Point's going to attempt the field goal now. As Tristan Skinner comes on to attempt a 25-yard field goal out of the hold of Brian Clark. Snap is good. Place is down. The kick is up, and this kick is good. So with 9:25 left to go in the first half, your score, Russellville 6 and West Point 3. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church.
And I believe we're back, power and all. So the West Point Warriors kick a field goal now with 9:45 left to go in the first half, and they draw within 3 points of the Russellville Golden Tigers. It's 6-3. Russellville, as Tristan Skinner kicks off a short kick this time, taken by Russellville at the 30-yard line, run back out to about the 36-yard line. A good return that time by Colby Tompkins.
Colby Tompkins brought down that time by number 57, Aaron O'Neill, a junior. He plays outside offensive line and linebacker. Made a great open field tackle that time, dropped him about the 37-yard line as Russellville sets up first and 10 here with 9:38 to go in the second quarter. As Tommy mentioned, drew a little closer that time with a field goal. Kind of expected a higher output scoring game so far, but a 6-3 game is just exactly what kind of football game West Point would like to play.
On first end, the toss goes to Deion Hill around the far sideline. Hill only able to gain about a yard as the West Point D was tough on that side of the field, led by your big man, number 28, Ryder Jones, and also number 77, Kyle Butler.
Ryder Jones is holding up the other side of the line over there, and Deion Hill, he is just an amazing running back. He looks like a little water bug running around on a pond out here. He planted a foot, cut inside Ryder Jones, and kind of left him standing there like he had his thumb out trying to catch a ride on a hitchhiker.
Second down and 9 for Russellville now. Hand off to Hill again, and West Point's got him wrapped up in the backfield. He may get forward progress back to the line of scrimmage, Jason, but good West Point D that time.
Yeah, number 34, Levi Lane, a senior linebacker. He came up and met him in the hole and dropped him for a little bit of a loss there. Sets up third down. They're going to say 9 on the scoreboard, but it looks more like third down and about 7 here as the way the chain gang's got it marked on the near sideline.
So it's third down and 8 for Russellville. The ball resting on the Golden Tiger 39-yard line. The clock is running with 8 minutes, 25 seconds left of the first half. Russellville leads West Point 6-3 in this 5A region battle for one of these two teams to put a further grip on a playoff spot for 2014.
Couldn't tell if Russellville jumped or they were drawn off sides or West Point was across the line of scrimmage. But we do have flags on the field. It looks like it is going to be a procedure penalty. Let's see which way it's going to go. It's going to be against West Point. That's going to give them 5 free yards. That's going to turn it into this third down and 8. It's going to turn it into third and 3 now, where West Point had a quite a
had built up a little bit of a defensive battle there, but now they're facing short fieldage against this dangerous Russellville offense. A defensive stop right here would put them in good order to get the ball back and do some damage before halftime.
Third down and two for Russellville now from their own 44-yard line. Nichols wants to throw, fires, and it's incomplete.
Almost had another interception. The ball hit him right in the hands, on Tompkins' hands, and just bounced off and almost into the arms of a waiting Bryant Farley. But I think the ball got there so quick it scared him. He ended up dropping it. And Russell's going to come out and punt for the first time this evening. His defense here of West Point holds this time, keeps him across back this side of the 50-yard line. And West Point's going to send two guys back. That's number two, Bryant Farley, and number four, Will Wren. A little return by committee here for West Point.
So it's fourth down. Greenhill will punt it away from his own 30-yard line. It's a fake. They snap it to the up back. And West Point sniffs it out. They hit him right at the line of scrimmage. Good defensive stand that time by the West Point Warriors.
You know, Tommy, I kind of look for that to happen because West Point puts two guys back. It means you've only got nine guys up here that could defend that. And they were stacked kind of tight. And you look at that up back there. I believe if I'm not mistaken, was that number one, Deion Hill? Very dangerous runner if he gets the ball in his hands. But unfortunately, not able to pick it up. But West Point, with a great defensive stand, holds the football here on their side of the 50 with 7:52 to go. Only down by three. And the last time they had the football, they looked like they had kind of gotten out of their own way finally. Looky here, big old number 28 lined up at wide receiver. Think he might go up and climb a ladder and get a ball?
Brian Farley from the shotgun wants to throw. He's firing down the middle. And incomplete.
Yeah, that's what I thought. He got there a little early, and the flags come out. That's pass interference every time. And number 14, Clay Kent, he just got hit before the ball got there. And they're gonna drop the flag and give them free 15 yards from the original line of scrimmage. That's going to move them a lot deeper into Russellville territory as they work here with 7:43 to go left before halftime. Last week, what happened to Russell? The plague by penalties, 15 penalties for 122 yards. I think if I'm not mistaken, that's already 15. That's 20, 25 yards worth of penalties here before half.
They'll add up over the course of a ball game. Pocket stop, 7:43 left of the first half, 6-3, Russell over West Point. But West Point driving now. From the Golden Tiger 30, first and 10. Kobe Smith turns a near corner, gets across the 25, down to the 23-yard line. Kobe Smith straight ahead for about 5 yards.
Kobe Smith took the handoff that time from Bryant Farley and just kind of went off tackle and followed a few blocks. Picked up about 5 yards there, 6 yards, second down and four. As West Point starting to move the football in a positive direction. The first couple drives they had, they'd go move forward a few plays and then backwards a couple plays. But they're keeping it going in the right direction this time.
They give Kobe Smith 6 yards on that carry, second down and four. Smith on the carry again across the 20 and fighting his way down to the 17-yard line. Good enough for another West Point Warrior first down.
You know, one thing I like about Kobe Smith's running, he takes his time. He don't just run up in there and hit a hole that's not open. He kind of lets those blocks open up a hole that may not have been there if he'd have been a little premature in his running. Very good, good heads-up running that time by number three, Kobe Smith.
First and 10 for West Point now. From the Russellville 17, Kobe Smith on a toss trying to get to the far corner, and he may get a yard, but good defensive pursuit that time from Russellville.
Yeah, the line judge on the near side is going to mark him about a yard gain on that play, and he didn't have time to wait on a block to open up that time. He had two Russellville defenders in the backfield, and he just met them head on and moved them back at least a yard, yard and a half to pick up a short gain on first down, second down and nine.
Second and nine, 6-3, Russellville now. Your score with West Point driving, 6 minutes left in the first half. Ryan Farley wants to throw, rolls to the near side, has good protection and fires on the near sideline. And incomplete, it was intended that time for Kent, but Kent unable to bring that one in.
And I think I saw a flag fall over here on this side, if I'm not mistaken. Yep, roughing the passer against Russell. Another 15-yard penalty against Russell. Just a foolish penalty on this side, standing right in front of the referee. They're going to call it every time, especially when you hit him that hard, that late, out of bounds. They're talking about it out there over the football.
They're in a rain delay.
at Holly Pond, and Vinemont leads Holly Pond 7-0 with 2 minutes left in the first quarter, but they are in rain delay, so we've got 6:17 left in the first half here, and it's 6-3, Russellville leading West Point, and Russellville, like you mentioned, just getting hit with a 15-yard roughing the passer penalty, so that's going to push the football down to the 9-yard line and give West Point second down and inches to go from the 9-yard line. Brian Farley will operate from the shotgun. He'll have one receiver to the near side, two to the far side. One back is Kobe Smith, standing in the pistol formation behind Brian Farley. They actually mark it now. First down and goal from the 9-yard line. Toss to Kobe Smith on the far sideline. He drops the football, picks it back up at the 12, and maybe gets to the 11-yard line. Almost a big turnover that time, Jason.
Kobe Smith, he fumbled the exchange there on that little sweep pattern, and instead of just falling on it, he kept trying to pick it up, and that's a dangerous thing to do when you've got a defense barreling down on you and you're still trying to fumble around with a football. Could have been deadly there as West Point looking to get some more points on the board here before half. That would have been a very costly turnover as Russell would have taken over deep in their territory, but nonetheless, he falls on the football and we're set up second goal from the 12.
Brad Farley hands it off to Kobe Smith, trying to run right off tackle, and he's pushed backwards too. The defensive front for Russellville sniffs that one out. That's a big guy up front there, number 57. That's Tyrone Wilson sniffing that play out.
Yeah, Tyrone Wilson, I haven't called his name yet, but he's been in a lot of tackles. Big young man. He looks like he's an 11th grader. Plays offensive line, but they got him out on the defense tonight. Or so says the only roster that we got tonight.
Another score from the area. At the half, it's Oakman 34, Hansville nothing. And we mentioned that Vinemont leads Holly Pond 7-0. They're in a rain delay at Holly Pond. Here, we've got 4:55 left to go in the first half. And Russellville leads West Point 6-3 in this 5A Region 8 battle. It's third down and goal for West Point from their own 12-yard line. They're going to take time out and think about it, so we'll take a break with them. Clock is stopped, 4:51 left in the first half. Your score, Russellville 6 and West Point 3. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
If you're looking for a pharmacy with caring and professional local pharmacists whose focus is to help you get and stay healthy, it's Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy. With conveniences like online prescription refill, two drive-thru windows, and close to CRMC, Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy is committed to helping you reach your optimum health and well-being. Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy, full service with personal attention. Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy, Highway 157 next to the hospital.
At Warrior Field on the campus of West Point High School, the West Point Warriors and the Russellville Golden Tigers. 5A Region 8 battle tonight. Someone trying to put their foot down and secure a possible playoff spot for 2014. It's third down and goal for West Point now from the Russellville Golden Tiger 12-yard line. 4:51 left in the first half, and Russellville leads West Point 6-3. There's one receiver to the near side, two to the far side. Farley's in the shotgun with Kobe Smith beside him. Fires into the end zone. That's the big tight end, Ryder Jones. Touchdown, West Point.
I knew we'd call his name, if nothing more than from being the biggest guy I've ever seen play football. But, yeah, takes a 12-yard strike that time from Bryant Farley. And then the big 28 Ryder Jones, as he just lumbered his way across the goal line there. And now they're up 9-6, waiting on the extra point here.
Tristan Skinner will come on to attempt the extra point out of the hole to Bryant Farley. They're ready. The snap is good. Hold is down. The kick is up. And this one is no good. So with 4:45 left to go in the first half, your score, West Point 9, Russellville 6. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Parkway Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
Six-foot-five, 264 pounds, and a senior, Ryder Jones, puts the West Point Warriors on top with a 12-yard touchdown reception from Bryant Farley. It is 9-6 West Point over Russellville with 4:45 left to go in the first half. Tristan Skinner set to kick it away for West Point now. He kicks a low squibber. It hits at the Russellville 35. It's going to be run back to the 40. Across the 40 and out to the 47 across midfield is Kobe Tompkins. So Russellville is going to have excellent field position and a flag to boot on the play.
Can't tell who they're going to get because when number 57 came across the line over here, one of the Russellville Tigers just pummeled him right in the face mask. I couldn't see what exactly happened, but there's two flags. They might have been with offsetting on that. I'm not certain. We'll let the Zebras get this one straightened out here. A lot of action going on the sideline over here. Getting a little chippy.
First initial thought when it would be a personal foul against West Point for a late hit out of bounds, but then as Jason mentioned, there may have been a player on the sideline who took a shot at a West Point player on the field, so we'll let the official sort it out and see what the call is.
The number 57 there for West Point, that's Aaron O'Neill. He did hit late out of bounds, but then he took one on the chin.
They do penalize the West Point Warriors, 15 yards, personal foul, so that'll push the football down to the West Point 42-yard line. So now Russellville has excellent field position with 4:35 left in the first half. They trail West Point by three. It's 9-6 West Point. Two receivers split to either side now for Nichols. One running back beside him. That's Deion Hill. And another flag on the far side of the field.
I think they're going to get him offsides on the far side. Well, Kobe Tompkins might have lined up across the line of scrimmage, and that's what they call, as he's expressing his displeasure to the referee, but the flag's already failed. They'll back him up five. So it'll be first down and 15 at the 42-47-yard line with 4:34 to go here before halftime. Let's see if this West Point Warrior defense can rise to the occasion like they did the last time Russell had the football and forced them to punt the football for the first time, because they're starting to play like a well-oiled machine here late in the second quarter.
First and 10, Russell now. The handoff goes to Deion Hill. He's wrapped up at the line of scrimmage. He may get forward progress of a yard, but a good defensive stand that time coming from the West Point Warriors, led by number 34. That's Levi Laney.
Yeah, he was cleaned up that time by number 55, Trent Campbell. Senior defensive end. He came in there and cleaned it up and basically stoned him there at the original line of scrimmage, maybe picked up yards. They marked it second and 15.
Second down. Five receivers now. Three to the far side, two to the near side as Russellville works right to left. Fake pass to quarterback keeper from Nichols, and he's across the 40 and spins down to about the 37-yard line. A good, say about a 7-yard pickup that time for Russellville. Bring up third down and 6.
Yeah, number 55, Trent Campbell, once again sniffing that play out. They've tried that a few times tonight with a lot of success, but I believe West Point may have caught on to it with that odd-looking windup Nichols uses there as he fakes that quick pass out the outside and then jumps right up the middle. Didn't pick up as much as it has earlier in the evening.
Third down and 6 now for Russellville from the shotgun. Peyton Nichols wants to throw, loads, fires to a wide-open receiver. He's got the first down and about four more yards all the way down to the West Point Warrior 26-yard line.
Kobe Tompkins just went down and ran a turnaround route there, waited on the football. He was getting way too much cushion. This guy's too good of a receiver to be giving him that much play off the football. And he had about 4 yards to work with after he caught the football. First down and 10, about the 26-yard line here, deep into West Point territory.
3 minutes left to go on the first half. It's 9-6 West Point leading Russellville, but Russellville is driving. First and 10 from the Warrior 26-yard line. Nichols from the shotgun. He hands it off to Deion Hill. Hill's running over Warriors down to the 29-yard line. He scampers forward for about 7 yards on that carry.
There's no big old number 55, Trent Campbell again. He's down there to make the tackle, but not after Deion Hill, number one, bruising and running back. He doesn't look, he's not big in stature out there, but, man, he is tough. He picks up 7 yards there. Second down and short inside the 20-yard line.
Peyton Nichols in the shotgun now. Fakes it to Hill, and he was going to run around the far side, but we got another penalty flag on the field on the far sideline.
Another procedure penalty across the way there. Same referee, and I don't know if number 17, Colby Thompson, he just lining up off sides. They got what the deal is, but nevertheless, they lose 5 yards. It's going to back them up. It'll be second down and 8 now. They're outside the red zone. 2.5 minutes to go before halftime. Russell knocking on the door.
They'll put the football down at the 24-yard line. It'll be second down and 8 from the Warrior 24-yard line. 2:20 left in the first half. West Point leads at 9-6. On second down, Nichols wants to throw. He's in trouble. West Point's chasing him in the backfield, but he gets away. And he gets back down to the 24-yard line, right back to the original line of scrimmage where he lost his helmet. His helmet came flying off, and they whistled the play dead. But he was squirming, looked like the squirrel we've seen in the last few weeks.
Yeah, and the one who ripped his helmet off looked like big old number 79, Austin Stidham. He was trying to help him forward, and he grabbed him by the helmet and just popped it right off there. And as soon as that helmet comes off, that's when the clock will stop. And they want to make sure they keep these players' safety in mind. You'd hate to take a blow to the head without a helmet on, that's for sure.
So Peyton Nichols has to come to the sideline. And what will they do? They'll just move Deion Hill into the Wildcat or the quarterback formation. 5 receivers, Hill at quarterback. He's just going to tuck it under his arm and turn the far corner. And he gets right near the 30-yard line, but we got a penalty flag on the far
coming
side
from the sideline.
That's going to be a block in the back.
Well, it was a block in the back, and there was a hold on the far side as well. He grabbed the defender on the far side and just turned him as Deion Hill ran past him. Once again, penalties just mounting up and up and up on this Russellville Golden Tiger team. Like I said, 122 yards worth of penalties last week, and they keep playing like this, they'll have 122 again this week.
Clock has stopped with 1:28 left of the first half. It's 9-6 West Point leading Russellville in this 5A Region 8 battle. But Russellville is threatening. They've had the ball down inside the 20-yard line, but now due to penalties, they're back at their own 35-yard line, third down and 20. From the shotgun now, Peyton Nichols back in the ballgame. 2 receivers split to either side. Deion Hill, the lone back beside him in the backfield. Nichols wants to throw. Fires downfield. Incomplete over the head of his intended receiver and in and out of the hands of Will Wren about the 15-yard line. Wren made a good diving effort, Jason, but just unable to bring that interception in.
Yeah, these guys getting a lot of looks out there playing this defensive back position. They're not used to. They're used to playing a lot of teams that run the football, and they have to come up and make those hits. But I'm very well pleased with the way West Point has played the defensive back position tonight. They've come up with an interception already, and they've had 2 dropped that should have been picked off.
On fourth down, Russellville elects to punt. They let Nichols punt it away. This will hit at the goal line, be touched, and they're going to say this was a touchback. A great effort that time for the Golden Tigers trying to down that ball inside the 1-yard line, but the ball must have crossed the plane of the goal line, so West Point's going to have it at their own 20-yard line. The clock has stopped with 1:03 left to go in the first half. It is 9-6, West Point leading Russellville. And, Jason, I'll have to say, not really the offensive game we expected to see. We thought it would be more offense tonight, but so far it's been good defense on both sides.
Yeah, last week, the first time anybody scored more than 14 points on this Russellville defense, and then you got West Point. They've been giving up 6 points, 7 points, 10 points, 14 points per, in a game, and both teams averaging about 30 points a game. But right now, you're looking at a defensive struggle with a lot of mistakes on both sides of the football. Let's see what they do here. The offsides against West Point, they're going to back them up. I think what they're trying to do here for West Point, they're just trying to get just 1:02 off the clock, get into halftime with a 3-point lead over this great Russellville team, and come back out because they're going to get the ball to start the second half.
A football team that in 4 previous meetings, West Point has never ended up on the winning end of the scoreboard. But so far tonight in the first half, they have a 9-6 lead with 1 minute left in the first half. Kobe Smith on the far sideline has a hole, 25, and out to the 29-yard line scampers Kobe Smith. He's going to be close to a West Point first down.
Yeah, he almost thought they were lining up like a victory formation that time, but it was just a tight bunch set. They got everybody within about 5 yards of the football. Kobe Smith takes it, goes around the far side again, falls forward, and probably picks up maybe 1-2 yards. It's going to bring up third down as the clock ticks away here.
They hurry to the line of scrimmage, kind of no huddle, but they do, like Jason said, get in a bunch formation and snap the ball quick and try to hand it off to Kobe Smith, turning one side to the other. Clock is rolling now. Inside 20 seconds left to go in the first half. Play clock is setting at 18 and the game clock to 15, so they may let this one wind down and go into the half with a 9-6 lead. They're still not breaking the huddle just as of yet. Play clock's at 6. At 5, they're going to take this one in to the field house, ladies and gentlemen. That is the end of the first half. Your score, the West Point Warriors 9 and the Russellville Golden Tigers 6. Our halftime show is next. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your farmer's insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building Sales Consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday 7 to 5 and Saturday till noon. 734-0038. 734-0038.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Welcome back to Warrior Field on the campus of West Point High School. Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti here on WRJM-LP Coleman. This is Friday Night Live on Live 95. It's halftime, and the West Point Warriors have a 9-6 lead over the Golden Tigers of Russellville. And, Jason, we knew on paper going into it, you said it, these two teams match up on paper almost identical. We expected things to be a little bit different on the field, but so far it's kind of been just like the paper said.
Yeah, just exactly like I wrote the script for the game tonight. You know, Russellville, they line it up, they spread it out, they throw it all over the field. They've got dangerous wide receivers. They've got a great running back. They're able to spread the football out. West Point, on the other hand, they like to bunch it up, run it at you, and just keep pounding you in the mouth until you finally say, man, quit hitting me. Get your first down, get score your touchdown. Their defense is playing lights out. They've been able to hold this Russellville football team that came out and struck with a lightning bolt with 10:40 left in the first. Number 12, Peyton Nichols, hit number 17, Colby Tompkins, on a 50-yard strike, and an extra point was no good. They led 6-0 early. Then West Point able to get a few stops on defense, get an interception, field goal, put West Point within 3 points with 9:45 to go in the second. And then the defense, once again, they rose to the occasion, forced Russell into a punting situation. And with 4:45 to go, number 2, Bryant Farley, He hits number 28, big old Ryder Jones, for a 12-yard touchdown pass. Tristan Skinner makes the extra point. And that's where we sit here right now. Tommy, I'll be honest with you. I printed off a lot of score sheets. I was expecting to burn my pen up with both of these teams averaging over 30 points a game, or right at 30 points a game, and their defense is being very stingy. But I think the defense has come to play tonight, and our score indicates such a game, with West Point leading 9-6 here at the half. Speaking of defenses, whoa, Nelly, have we got a slate for you tomorrow.
What a day tomorrow.
I'm going to go ahead and go with the game of the week. We talked about defenses before. In 2008, you had the game between these two teams, Auburn and Mississippi State. That game finished 3-2. The ranks of the teams are now 3-2. A little bit of a
little bit of irony.
Coincidence, yes. Irony. But these teams have come a long way, and now even game day is coming to visit. It's a totally deserved honor, too. Both of these teams are outstanding. Welcome to 2014 SEC West. That game can be seen at 2:30 tomorrow on CBS. Then Georgia at Missouri tomorrow at 11 a.m. That game's the first of the doubleheader for CBS. And it could easily be the deciding game, Tommy, of the SEC East race now, as Todd Gurley will sit out for Georgia. That increases Missouri's chances of pulling off the upset tomorrow against Georgia. And you've got UL Monroe there at Kentucky tomorrow. Kentucky coming off a couple of good solid performances here, and a win here, which is looking quite likely, would put the Wildcats just one more victory away from bowl eligibility. Nobody gave Kentucky a chance of getting in the season. They didn't have any more gimmies left after this, but Tennessee and Louisville at least look winnable now for the Kentucky Wildcats. You got Chattanooga coming to Knoxville tomorrow to play Tennessee. This is basically ESPN's admission that nothing they put here would get decent ratings over Auburn, Mississippi State, so they're not even trying. They got Chattanooga at Tennessee tomorrow at 3 p.m. on the SEC Network. And tomorrow evening, Alabama at Arkansas. That game can be seen on ESPN at 5 p.m. Razorbacks might be a threat to win this one, but Bama should have a if Alabama has a hangover from last week, if they played above average defense, which they don't, that game, once again, 5 o'clock, Alabama at Arkansas. And the irony in that game, Tommy, is that Arkansas is honoring their 1964 national championship teams with the 1964 throwback uniforms. Guess what? Alabama also claims the 1964 national championship. So there may be some brawls in the parking lot over the uniform choices. Then you've got LSU at Florida. First team to 13 points wins, Tommy, or maybe 10. I get 9, maybe even 6 points, because yeah, those two teams are playing putrid right now. That game's at 6:30 tomorrow night on the SEC Network. And then you've got Charleston Southern at Vanderbilt. This and Old Dominion are the best shots for Vandy to get any more wins this season. And, man, if you're a Vanderbilt fan this year, you're looking for Nashville Predator hockey to come on or something, because Vanderbilt is just—they're worse than bad Vanderbilt teams of past. Let's just put it that way. Then tomorrow, Ole Miss at Texas A&M. Can the Aggies catch the Rebels in a letdown game, or will the conference's best defense carry the day? I look for Ole Miss to possibly end up with a letdown. They got such an emotional high last week after knocking off Alabama. And they're going to roll down. Texas A&M's upset over what happened to them in Starkville. You know, they played that game tight, and they didn't play it tight. They made it tight at the end, and Mississippi State able to knock those guys off. They're looking to come back, bounce back, and get another win in SEC play. Sometimes when you get a big emotional win like that for a team that's not used to being there, you get that emotional letdown the next week with a kind of a hangover game, so to speak. So we'll see what happens tomorrow night as Ole Miss and Texas A&M square off.
Well, that and too, you look at Texas A&M, they had way too many drops from their wide receivers last week. That's something that's very uncommon for A&M, too. So I feel like next week, like you mentioned, with Ole Miss coming off the big high and A&M being a little bit aggravated with the way they played last week, that ought to be a good ball game tomorrow night as well. So We're at halftime at Warrior Field on the campus of West Point High School, where the West Point Warriors have a 9-6 lead over the Russellville Golden Tigers. When we come back, we'll take you down to the field for the sounds of the West Point Warrior Marching Band. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has service
server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
If you like personal service and folks who can call you by name, you're going to love the new Good Hope Pharmacy. Now open on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy offers personal service, natural products, dollar items, and more. The all-new Good Hope Pharmacy on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy, where everybody knows your name.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Got transmission troubles? Then you need Joe Coretti Auto Service, a locally owned and operated family business founded in 1976. Joe and Jason Coretti are your automatic transmission specialists. If you need transmission diagnostics, service, or repair, we can be reached at 256-739-2940. That's Joe Coretti Auto Service, your automatic transmission specialist, located on Golf Course Road, 256-739-2940.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church.
Welcome back to Warrior Field on the campus of West Point High School. Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti for Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95. It is halftime, and the West Point Warriors lead the Russellville Golden Tigers by a score of 9-6. Other scores from around the county. With 1:43 left in the second quarter after a rain delay, Vinemont leads Holly Pond 14-7. Also, that's where we are. We're 9-6, and I thought we had a couple more scores. Oh, also this one, a big score with 9:26 left in the fourth quarter. It's Hartzell leading Coleman 28-0. That game being played in Hartzell tonight, 28-0. Hartzell leading Coleman with 9:28 left in the fourth quarter. It's halftime here. West Point leads Russellville 9-6. At this time, we'll take you down to the field for the sounds of the West Point Warrior High School Marching Band. Thank you.
the sound to the West Point Warrior marching band. We're at halftime at West Point. The West Point Warriors lead the Russellville Golden Tigers by a score of 9-6. Now back down to the sounds of the West Point Warrior marching band as you're listening to West Point High School here on Live 95. The sounds of the West Point Warrior High School marching band. We're at halftime at Warrior Field on the campus of West Point High School. This is Friday Night Live. I'm Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti. The West Point Warriors have a 9-6 lead over the Russellville Golden Tigers. We'll get set to kick off the second half. When we come back, you're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
If you like personal service and folks who can call you by name, you're going to love the new Good Hope Pharmacy. Now open on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy offers personal service, natural products, dollar items, and more. The all-new Good Hope Pharmacy on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy, where everybody knows your name.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Got transmission troubles? Then you need Joe Coretti Auto Service, a locally owned and operated family business founded in 1976. Joe and Jason Coretti are your automatic transmission specialists. If you need transmission diagnostics, service, or repair, We can be reached at 256-739-2940. That's Joe Coretti Auto Service, your automatic transmission specialist, located on Golf Course Road, 256-739-2940.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-da, bum, 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 bum.
Welcome back to Warrior Field on the campus of West Point High School. Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti. Just about set to get the third quarter underway. And in the first half, it's been everything it was built to be, a back-and-forth battle defensively from the West Point Warriors and the Russellville Golden Tigers. West Point with a 9-6 lead after one half of play here at West Point.
Yeah, Tommy, I'll go ahead and tell you, you said here with your colleague Jason Coretti. He brought along a special guest with him tonight. His beautiful wife, Belinda, happened to make it along for the broadcast. First time she's been with us in the booth this year.
Good to have you, Belinda.
Maybe
welcome.
A couple more times before the season's over.
We can give her the spare mic if she can add her commentary. Or she probably says, or not.
Yeah, she's already put in a 12-hour day at Huntsville Hospital. Coming out and doing a broadcast after that would probably be a little difficult task. Got to get up before the chickens and the hens to make it to work by yep. 7 o'clock in the morning, then work 12 hours. And she does a good job getting to and from and doing a good job of what she does. So we've got just a few minutes here to go. And like you said, Tommy, we talked about this game being an offensive show tonight. But like I said in the halftime broadcast there and before we even got started, mentioned these two defenses being extremely stingy. And they've both come to play tonight. And,
but speaking of stingy defenses, it looks like Hartsville was pretty stingy tonight, too. They have defeated the Coleman Bearcats by a score of 28-0. That a region battle, too. So the Bearcats will be fighting an uphill battle if they want to try to get into the playoffs this year in 2014. They're going to pretty much have to win out with Decatur and Muscle Shoals still coming up on their schedule.
Yeah, and that Decatur game, we'll be bringing that to you next Friday night as well for your listeners that want to tune in and catch that game from Oliver Woodard Stadium. Decatur, man, they're playing some good football. They've not lost a game this season, I don't believe. I think they dropped one at the beginning of the season, but don't hold me to that. I didn't bring my computer, so I tell you what, folks, Google and the internet make us sound a lot smarter than we are.
you can find a lot more information a lot quicker than you used to could. And speaking of information and technology, I've noticed on the sideline here for Russellville, they've got a giant big screen TV set up under a tent on the sideline. And what they do, they've got a videographer here in the press box, and they videotape the plays. We're used to, Jason, back in the day, there was an actual chalkboard, or even in your day, probably a marker and a whiteboard, that you could come to the sideline and get some plays and information on. But now the technology is such that they can videotape the game, bring the offense or defense right over here in front of this giant screen TV, and actually show them what West Point's offense or defense is doing. And when they go out for the next series, they're better equipped to recognize formations and such.
I don't know, Tommy. 21 years ago was when I graduated, and as much as technology has increased over that 21-year period, we actually had two tomato cans and a length of string that we used from the press box to the sideline. So, no, we actually had headsets back then. They were big, and I think they had an antenna on them, but
well, and speaking of going back, I go back 25 years. It's kind of a connection to a past coach who's had a lot of success at Russellville. Our defensive coach at Aniana back in the late 80s was Perry Swindle,
okay,
who was a very successful coach at Daleville when he left to Aniana and also coached at Russellville for several years and took them back and forth to the state playoffs and to the championship game several years in a row. So kind of a weird connection to be back here being able to call a Russellville Golden Tiger ball game in West Point. And here we're 9-6. With West Point with a 3-point lead over Russellville as we're just about set to begin the third quarter.
You know, you bring up that Aniana game. We went over and called that Aniana Good Hope game a couple weeks back. And Aniana just come off of just a bitter loss. And we weren't so sure they were going to be back to that state championship form. But they cracked the top five. Now, they're actually ranked number five in 4A, right? 4A or 3A? I mean, anyway,
they're 4A.
They've got one loss on the season. It looks like Aniana's got that program back in that state championship form. And just since you bring them up, I thought I'd throw that in there about our past broadcast.
Well, as we talk about the technology, technology actually is what makes this broadcast possible. Where in years past you've used a phone line and so forth, now we're using the internet. And our radio station, Jay Fuller, the owner of the radio station, actually owns a computer IT company, and he's kind of put this radio station and broadcast together. So Jay, thanks for all of your help and the technology you bring to us each and every week. For one, allowing us to do the broadcast, and two, giving us the crystal clear signal quality that we have via the internet. So
looks like Russell's ready to tee it up from the 40. West Point ready to receive. It looks like number 3, that is Kobe Smith, he's going to be back deep to receive. And he's flanked off to either side by number 27, Cameron Moore, and the far side, number 2, Bryant Farley. Let's see if Russell likes to kick it deep. Yep, this time they're going to kick it deep. It looks like number 3 is going to come up, take the kick. About the 15, he's out to 25, 30, 35. He stumbles across the 40, and that's where West Point's going to set up. First and 10 from the 40-yard line. And a nice return that time as he picks up 25 yards. You know, a lot of times they say on a kickoff or punt return, you just basically want to pick up a first down. And he picks up 15 more on that as he gets 25 yards back to the 40-yard line. With West Point coming out to take on the first series in offense here with 11:53 to go, up 9-6 over the visiting Russellville Golden Tigers.
So here comes West Point to the line now, leading 9-6. It's first and 10, their first possession of the third quarter. Bryant Farley will operate from the shotgun. Two receivers to the near side, one to the far side as they work from left to right. Farley on a quarterback keeper trying to turn the far corner, dances away from a couple of Golden Tigers and dives forward out to about the 42-yard line. The football squirts loose, and Russellville saying they have the football, but no word from the official just as of yet.
Couldn't tell. It looked like he was down on the far side. I believe that's what they're going to say, that he was down there. They're going to say second down coming up, and they haven't marked the football yet, so I can't tell you where. They're at the 39-yard line. So play fails again, actually loses a yard, so it'll be second down and 11. On a stretch play, Farley just wasn't able to outrun any of the Russellville defenders and loses a yard that time.
So I think when the ball came out, it may have come out and rolled backwards as West Point fell back on it. Toss to Kobe Smith this time, turning the corner. Smith gets to the 40, now reverses field. He's got a wide open field on the far side across midfield to the 45, 40, 35, 30. Kobe Smith to the 20, still on his feet running to the 15 and all the way down to the 11-yard line is Kobe Smith.
Kobe Smith took the handoff, came to the near side, got just past the hash marks. He was dead to rights in the hands of a Russellville defender. Reverse field picks up a few blocks, and he goes all the way down to the Russellville 10-yard line. Or maybe just inside the 10-yard line. They're going to mark him about the 8, 8.5-yard line as they're going to be set up first and goal here. West Point Warriors get a lightning strike here on offense. And we've got a player down on the far side, so everybody's going to take a knee. That's a Russellville player, I do believe. And he's too far away to make out the number. So wait and see, well, how the medical staff tends to him. And he's up on his feet now, and he's coming back across field. That looks like number 8, if I can make it up. Quarter, that is J.J. Johnson. Johnson, an 11th grader, plays wide receiver and defensive back. And just a little shaken up on the play. He's able to make it across the field under his own power here.
Clock is stopped with 10:59 left in the third quarter. It's a 9-6 West Point lead over Russellville, and West Point has the ball inside Golden Tiger territory. At about the 8-yard line, first down and goal for West Point.
It looks like Johnson's nursing a little bit of a right shoulder injury as he is covered in mud as the field is in not as good a shape as it is out on the field as it is over by the fence. It looks like he may have fell into a mud hole, but maybe they'll get him back in the game here soon as the medical staff tends to him on the sideline.
First and goal, West Point now.
from the Russellville 8-yard line. Receiver split to either side. Kobe Smith, the lone back. Brad Farley's going to keep it, turns up, runs down to about the 4-yard line, just squirted forward through his offensive lineman and got all the way down to about the 4.
Kobe Smith faked the hand. Brad Farley faked the handoff to Kobe Smith. It looks like he was going to go on the option play, and he decided to cut it up the middle of the field there and falls forward to about the 4-yard line, sets up second and goal from the 4. 10:49, 10:48 here in the third quarter.
Will Wren go split to the far side. Moore is split to the near side. He takes the pitch from Brian Farley on the option, and he gets down to maybe the 3-yard line, maybe about a 1-yard gain that time for the Warriors, just running the simple option to the far side.
They actually marked him at the 1-yard line where he went out of bound there, so Cameron Moore takes the pitch that time from Bryant Farley, went on the option, and they're set up third and goal at the 1-yard line here. An offense of West Point getting into gear here in the second half as they took the ball on the kickoff from the 15 out to the 40, then one play later they're inside the 10-yard line.
Third and goal for the 1 now. Bobble snap to Brian Farley, but he picks it up and tries to squirt forward. He's got to be close to the goal line. Now they signal touchdown, West Point.
Yeah, Farley just took the ball on a straight quarterback keeper right up the middle. Gets behind those big guys up there on the offensive line. Falls forward, Brian Farley, number 2, for a 1-yard touchdown run. That puts up West Point right now. They're up 15-6 with 9:58 to go in the third.
It was a bobbled snap. Looked like disaster for West Point, but Brian Farley able to pick it up and squirt into the end zone, get across the goal line for the touchdown, and now Farley will hold the extra point. He's got it down. Tristan Skinner's got it up, and this one is also no good. Clock has stopped. 9:58 left to go in the third quarter. Your score, West Point 15 and Russellville 6. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday 7 to 5 and Saturday till noon. 734-0038. 734-0038.
Back at Warrior Field on the campus of West Point High School, the West Point Warriors take a 15-6 lead over the Russellville Golden Tigers, and Tristan Skinner set to kick it away now from his own 40-yard line. Russellville's back deep, and they're not going to get a chance to return this one. It's going to hit at the 20-yard line and run out of bounds about the 16, so Russellville will get excellent field position.
Now, you don't want to give these Russellville Golden Tigers any extra yards when you get a chance. Their offense is just electric, and they can score from anywhere on the field, and they've got a lot better chance of doing that from the 35-yard line than they did from a previous play went out of bounds. So they'll start off their run here. Their own 35-yard line early here in the third quarter.
From the shotgun now. Peyton Nichols, two receivers to the near side, one to the far side. He hands it off to Deion Hill, and Hill fights forward for 9 yards all the way out to the 43-yard line. A good just straight-ahead run that time for number 1, Deion Hill.
Yeah, this electric offense, like I mentioned, you hand that ball off to number 1, and he is a threat to take it to the house from anywhere you give it to him. Very fast, very agile, and extremely strong and tough. I mean, he's just an all-around package of what you want in a running back that runs this spread offense. He can play wide receiver. You can line him up in the backfield and run him out as a running back as well.
On second down and 1 from the shotgun now. Handoff going straight up the middle, fighting for the first down after the 46-yard line. Just straight ahead running by Cameron DeArmond. That's a first down for Russellville.
Yeah, just power football there. Lines up, runs it up the middle, and picks up enough yardage there for the first down as they're across midfield to the 46-yard line. And they're starting to get a little bit of a sense of urgency here on offense. It looks like Russell's starting to pick up the tempo a little faster than they did in the first half.
First and 10, Russellville now from their own 46-yard line. High snap to Peyton Nichols. He takes it, tosses it out here to Deion Hill. Hill's got an opening across midfield, across the 45, all the way down to the 37-yard line. Scampers Deion Hill. Takes the handoff there, a little pitch pass out, or pitch to the outside. And just like you said, Tommy, scampers around. And Peyton Hill is just, Deion Hill, he is just dangerous from anywhere he gets the football. As you see there, as he picks up big real estate there, set him up on the first down run. They're inside the West Point Warriors 40 now. So they look to the sideline to get their instructions. Now they're ready to go.
Clock is running. 8 minutes left in the third quarter. It's 15-6 West Point. But the Golden Tigers of Russellville are driving. Handed off straight ahead. Running a good lick that time from West Point. Hitting him right about the line of scrimmage. Play might have picked up a couple yards. Wow, what a lick on the arm. And that time coming from the Warriors.
Yeah, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that was number 58. That is Austin Young. We've called his number a lot tonight. And come up, and you can hear that thing crack up here in the press box. Big stick right in the middle of the field.
Play gained 1 yard. It's second down and 9 for Russellville now. From the Warrior 38-yard line, receivers split to either side. Two of them will come to this side as Russellville works from right to left. From the shotgun, Nichols wants to throw, loads, fires, wide open down the middle, complete at the 15, and hammered right there down to the turf.
Number 4, that's Will Wren. He just laid the wood to Reed Smith. Even though he picked up first down yardage all the way down to the 15, he's going to feel that one tomorrow. I'm certain of it. Will Wren, he brought the wood that time. But nonetheless, they're set up inside the 20-yard line at the 15, first and 10.
First and 10, Russellville now. Great catch by the Golden Tigers and hanging onto it after the stick from Wren. From the 15. Straight ahead handoff, running for 3, maybe 4 yards. Just straight ahead right up the middle running. That's 32. That's Austin Bennett. Bennett gets down to about the 12-yard line.
Yeah, that time he just took the ball and ran it straight up the middle, and he almost picked up, I think he almost got tackled by one of his offensive linemen as he turned around to see about the block, and he ran into his own man, allowed to slow up just enough for West Point to corral him and bring him to the turf after about a 3-yard gain.
So it's second down and 7 now from the 12-yard line. Toss back to Deion Hill. Hill's dancing at the Ford Warrior into the end zone. Touchdown, Russellville.
Yeah, he took the ball off left tackle that time and just powered his way in the end zone. As a matter of fact, he drove. Couldn't pick up his number, but the defensive back on this side for West Point drove him into the end zone with a ferocious hit right there at the goal line. So number 1, Deion Hill goes on at a 13-yard run to bring the Russellville Golden Tigers 3 points away from tying this ball game.
So West Point comes down and gets a score, and Russellville answers right back with a score of their own. As we await the extra point, a high snap. They get it down. The kick is up, and this kick is down the middle. So with 6:58 left to play in the third quarter, your score, West Point 15 and Russellville 13. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Back at Warrior Field on the campus of West Point High School, the Russellville Golden Tigers have just driven down the field and reduced the West Point Warrior lead to 2 points now. It's 15-13 West Point as we have 6 minutes, 58 seconds left in the third quarter.
Tommy, we talked about the defenses in the first half. Looks like the second half is going to be the tail of the offenses as we've got two scores inside the first half of the third quarter. And, West Point holding on to a 2-point lead, 15-13, as Russell gets ready to kick this ball off. You've got deep number 3. That's Kobe Smith back. And once again, he's flanked on either side by Cameron Moore, number 55. That's Trent Campbell. I'm sorry, 58, Austin Young.
Russellville set to kick it away. A high kick going to be taken at the 15-yard line. Run back to the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. out to the 42-yard line. That's where the West Point Warriors will put it in play. A great return that time from Cameron Moore.
Cameron Moore took the ball and just heads-up play right up the middle. Move the ball out to the 42-yard line. Takes it at the 15. So he picks up 27 yards on the return. Actually, they got him marked over there. Yeah, that's the 42-yard line.
We're used to being able to look across the field and see where the sticks are and get a marker, but we're actually on the visiting side tonight broadcasting, so the sticks are on this side of the field, so a little bit harder to get your eyes on exactly where the ball is placed on the field. But it's first and 10 West Point now from their own 42-yard line. Straight ahead handoff to Kobe Smith. Smith is out to the 45-yard line, a good 3-yard gain from Kobe Smith.
West Point returning to that handed off right up the middle, power football. And he gets out just past the 45-yard line. Picks up a little over 3 yards that time. He got second down and 7 to go as West Point moves the ball left to right with 6:28 to go in the third, up 15-13.
Jason, your man, Ryder Jones, comes split to the near side. There's three receivers to the far side. They run a toss sweep to this side to Kobe Smith. Smith gets out to the 49-yard line and dives forward there. Another carry of about 4 yards for Kobe Smith.
That was a designed sweep play to this other side over here. And like you mentioned, Ryder Jones, he was tied up with number 3. That's Shamir Hamilton over here on this far side blocking. But Smith not able to get around containment on that side. Has to cut it back up the middle. Nevertheless, picks up about 3 yards there. And it's going to be third down and 3 just at midfield.
Third and 3 for the Warriors now with a 2-point lead over Russellville in the third quarter. Fake the handoff to Kobe Smith. Brian Farley's going to keep it, and he's going to be lucky if he gets back to the line of scrimmage. Russellville really sniffed that one out. They were led by Jacob Hamilton, who was right in the hole about the time Brian Farley got there.
Yep, Farley just met right after the 50-yard line, and they give him forward progress there as he slung back to about the 46-yard line there on the tackle. And it appears that West Point's going to come out and punt this ball away. Number 8, Lance Ray, back in punt formation as number 6. That's Reed Smith back deep for Russell.
West Point fakes the punt. They snap it to the up back, and he may have a first down.
Yeah, the way they've got him marked here on the field, looks like they're going to mark it a first down. They'll probably bring out the chains to mark.
They've
but
got
looking
the
across the way, it looks like a first down. See what the officials do.
Sorry, Jason. They've got the ball spotted between the 47 and the 48-yard line. You know, from our angle, it looks like the first down mark is at the 48, but we've kept kind of an odd angle at it.
Yeah, Lance Ray that time, he was able to, you know, West Point's had a few high snaps tonight, and they faked that perfectly whenever he went up, acted like it was a high snap, ball goes over his head, and West Point able to pick the first down up. Yeah, so he just parted the way, and the up back took the ball, and right up the field he goes. And looks like West Point's set up on their side of the field now. They're in Russell territory, first and 10 at the 47-yard line.
That first down was good by about a football length and a half to 2 footballs. And then we go back 3 weeks ago when it was probably less than 3 inches, and we couldn't get a measurement over at Vinemont and Cold Springs. So go figure.
Yeah, different set of referees, different set of circumstances.
First and 10 for West Point now from the Russellville Golden Tiger 47-yard line. Bryant Farley wants to keep it. Knight tosses to Cameron Moore on the option, and Moore's hit at the line of scrimmage, trying to get to the far corner, and nothing doing.
Yeah, a combination of players that time. That was number 45. That is Tyler Stone from Russellville. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that was Reed Smith on the far side, making a great open field tackles as Cameron took that ball on a pitch there and just wasn't able to get anything going as Russell played smothering defense on the far side of the field.
So it's second down and 10 for West Point now from the Russellville 47-yard line. West Point leads 15-13 with 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Bryant Farley's going to keep it himself. Tucks it, gets across the 45, cuts back across the field, 40, 35, Farley's to the 30, still on his feet, 25, 20, outrunning everybody to the 10, 5, touchdown, West Point.
Bryant Farley went on a 48-yard touchdown run that time. He weaved and, I mean, he switched directions 6 or 7 times that time, went in between 4 of his own offensive linemen that were kind of gathered around in a congregational block. And he slipped between and then cut it back across to the hash marks as he crossed the goal line for a 48-yard touchdown run here with 3:45 to go in the third.
He came to the near sideline, and everything was kind of jammed up, and he reversed his field back to the other side, and there was some green grass, and then he cut back to the middle of the field again there and found some open running room, and then he just turned on his jets and outran everybody to the end zone. So Bryant Farley, with a 48-yard touchdown run, has extended the West Point Warrior lead 21-13, and now he'll hold for the extra point from Tristan Skinner. A high snap, but Farley gets it down. Skinner's kick is up, and this one is good. So with 3:45 left in the third quarter, your score, West Point 22, Russellville 13. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
If you're looking for a pharmacy with caring and professional local pharmacists whose focus is to help you get and stay healthy, it's Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy. With conveniences like online prescription refill, two drive-thru windows, and close to CRMC, Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy is committed to helping you reach your optimum health and well-being. Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy, full service with personal attention. Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy, Highway 157 next to the hospital.
Right now at Warrior Field, the West Point Warriors have taken a 22-13 lead over the Russellville Golden Tigers with 3:45 left to go in the third quarter. This is a 5A Region 8 battle. One of these two teams trying to make their stake for a playoff spot in 2014. Kickoff taken at the 22-yard line by Russellville. Run back to the 30, 35, to the 40, and dancing free at the 41-yard line before he's finally hit is the Russellville Golden Tiger number 31. That is Logan Jones. So Russellville, again, is going to have great field position, Jason, at their own 40-yard line.
Yeah, he had a great run back that time. Cameron Moore stopped him over here at the 39-yard line and just drove him into the ground, planted him like seed corn over here on the far side, or near sideline to us, far sideline for the home West Point team. It's a little different when you're calling from the opposite side of the field. It's almost like trying to right with your left hand if you're right-handed.
Russellville now working right to left here in the third quarter. Receiver split to either side. Nichols watched a throw. Fires completed midfield. Running down to the 45, to the 40. And still on his feet all the way down to the 35-yard line is Reed Smith. He's got a Golden Tiger first down and a whole lot more all the way down to the West Point Warrior 35-yard line.
Peyton Nichols faked the handoff, hid the ball well, went on a rollout to the right-hand side of the field, found his receiver wide open there. Big chunk of real estate there on the first play on offense for this drive for the Russellville Golden Tigers as they're all the way down to the 34-yard line of the West Point Warriors.
Kind of the offensive explosion we thought we'd see in the first half, but it was kind of a conservative defensive battle, and so far in the second half, both teams have opened it up. It's first and 10, Russellville now from the West Point 35-yard line. Straight ahead running for one, maybe 2 yards is DeArmond. He gets down to right about the 27-yard line, a gain of about 4. They'll give him 4 yards on that carry.
Yeah, he just went straight ahead right off tackle and leaned ahead, picked up 4 yards there, just moving the ball a little closer to the end zone here as this offensive production picks up here in the third quarter. We got about 2.5 minutes left here. And both teams, we've got 3 touchdowns so far here in the third quarter.
On second down and 6, toss in the backfield, getting down maybe for 1 yard, down to about the 26-yard line. That's number 1, Deion Hill.
Yeah, he was met out there by number 55, Trent Campbell, as he was able to grab him, wrap him up, hold on until someone else got there to bring him down, because Hill is not somebody you're going to bring down by yourself, unless maybe you do have the size of number 55, Campbell, out there. But great defense that time to hold him to just a yard or two gain.
It's third down and 4 for Russellville now, and West Point wants to take a timeout and plan a defensive strategy. With 2:06 left in the third quarter, West Point has a 22-13 lead over the Golden Tigers of Russellville, and this is a 5A Region 8 battle, and the West Point Warriors are 0-4 against Russellville all time. They've only met 4 times, and Russellville has won all 4 of those, and usually in the past, they've won them in commanding fashion. This has got to be the best performance that West Point has had against Russellville over the years.
By far, Tommy. Back in 2006, West Point lost to Russellville 69-7. And in 07, they lost again 35-0. 2 seasons ago, they lost 63-20. And then just last year, they lost 35-0 to this Russellville Tiger team. And then the West Point Warriors would like nothing more to get off the schneid, so to speak, and break that four-game losing streak, the only 4 games they played in the two programs' histories. But you know, there's a couple of juniors and seniors and sophomores on the other side that remember getting embarrassed the last two seasons, and they're going to play their hearts out here the remainder of the third and all the way through the fourth quarter. They will not go down without a fight, that is for sure.
Third down and four for Russellville now. From the West Point 27-yard line, two receivers split to either side. One back beside Nichols. Nichols wants to throw. Fires on the far sideline. Incomplete, just a little bit high, intended for Colby Tompkins on the far sideline.
Yeah, Nichols was trying to get Colby Tompkins on the far side. He just did a little quick out waiting on the football, a little too high. And number 28, Ryder Jones, had a little bit of something to do with that as he came up from his defensive end position. And as tall as he is, when he extends his arms, that's like trying to throw over a basketball goal. So maybe that had a little influence on Nichols' pass that went high and out of bounds on the far side of the field.
Fourth down and four for Russellville now. 2 minutes left in the third quarter. It's 22-13 West Point. Receiver split to either side and two backs in the backfield beside Peyton Nichols. Nichols will operate from the shotgun. Fires a screen pass out to Deion Hill. And Hill's not going to pick up his first down. He's going to be stopped in the backfield. A great defensive charge by about four West Point Warriors.
Number 34, Levi Laney. He sniffed that out. He wasn't having any of it. Deion Hill had a perfect running lane there. And Levi Laney, he just come up, made the stick. And that's where West Point will take over on downs at the 33-yard line. Moving left to right here. Clock's ticking away, Tommy. We got a minute 50 to go in the third. And looks like the defense for West Point has stiffened finally, and the offense is starting to get some good production the further this game goes along. Because in the first quarter, I was worried on that first play when Russell scored the long touchdown that this might turn into an ugly game. But West Point has definitely rose to the occasion here as the game progresses.
On first and 10, Brian Farley and a quarterback keeper. He wanted to run the option to Cameron Moore on the far side, but he was wrapped up in the backfield. He's actually going to lose 3 or 4 yards. And Jason, I'm really wondering, like you mentioned, you know, we had a long delay, almost about an hour delay getting the kickoff started. And that, you know, it affects both teams, but it really looked like it affected the offensive West Point as it took them a little bit longer to get going.
Yeah, if you'll remember playing high school football, it all started about sixth period. You know, you got out early for that last period of the day, go get something to eat, come back, hang around in the field house, get ready for the game. And then all of a sudden, thunderstorm comes up, and you got to sit there and cool back down for a while.
On second down at 15, Brian Farley fires on the far side of the field for Will Wren, and it's batted away by Russellville, almost an interception on the far side.
Yeah, number 6, Reed Smith, he had a great play on the ball, went up and batted away to keep Will Wren from bringing it down on the far side of the field. So we got third down and 14, with West Point leading 22-13, with a minute 24 to go in the third.
Ball resting on the West Point 25-yard line. They're working from left to right as you listen toward the south end zone. Here at Warrior Field, there's two receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Farley wants to throw. He's in trouble. Scrambles. Now fires downfield. Incomplete right at midfield. Double covered on the far side of the field was Will Wren, and Farley's pass falls incomplete.
Looks like the old cramp monster's got a hold of Reed Smith on the far side as he's trying to get a – looks like a calf stretched out over there. As he threw into double coverage that time with Reed Smith and Colin Garrison that – that time, luckily, the ball fell harmlessly to the turf. Now it looks like punt team and punt return team comes out, and Deion Hill back to receive this punt this time. It looks like they want to put their speedster back out of there again to receive this punt. See if they can get some great field position to start here in the third quarter. Reed Smith on his own power. Looks like, like I said, just a little bit of a cramp. Starts to get late in these games. It's humid out here tonight. Got to keep hydrated to keep those cramps away. And comes over to stretch it out as we get ready to watch this punt, see where the Lance Moore can put it.
Lance Ray will punt it away at his own 15-yard line. It's partially blocked and hits at the 40 and then rolls across midfield into Russellville territory at the 47-yard line. So Russellville's going to have great field position once again from their own 47-yard line. Clock is stopped now. 1 minute left in the third quarter. It's 22-13 West Point leading Russellville in this 5A Region 8 battle here from Warrior Field.
Russellville taking over the football here. They're at the 47-yard line. And once again, they're spreading everybody out wide. Saints, see if they can fool this West Point defense.
Three receivers now, and they hand it off inside to Deion Hill. And Hill gets right back to the line of scrimmage for he's wrapped up there. I think the first guy on the stick that time was Ryder Jones, also along with number 8, Lance Ray.
Yeah, he tried to sneak around the defensive end position on the near side of the field here, just trying to get behind a lineman and pick up a first down. But nevertheless, he has met hard in the hole that time and dropped right at the line of scrimmage for a second down and 10.
Second and 10 for Russellville now from their own 47-yard line. From the shotgun, Nichols wants to throw, rolls to the far side, has pressure, but completes the pass at the 40-yard line and running all the way down to about the 35-yard line is Kobe Tompkins.
Yeah, Kobe Tompkins, he just patiently waited for his quarterback to get open over on the far side. He had to scramble out. He had big Ryder Jones in his face, and a very impressive pass that time to get it around Ryder Jones to complete the pass to number 17, Kobe Tompkins, on the far side of the field as he's dumped out of bounds at about the 35-yard line of West Point.
22 seconds left in the third quarter. Russellville driving, and they trail West Point. West Point leads 22-13. From the shotgun now, Nichols hands off to DeArmond. He's just running straight ahead, 5, 10, 12 yards all the way down to the 24-yard line.
Yeah, he just took the ball, and the offensive line did a great job that time of opening up a hole, and DeArmond just takes the ball right up the field. Doesn't even have to cut, just straight line running. Falls forward, picks up a first down at the West Point 24-yard line. With 9 seconds to go here in the third, see if they get a playoff, and they do.
First and 10, they hand this one off to Deion Hill. He breaks a couple tackles, is still on his feet, breaking more tackles all the way down to about the 12-yard line. Is Deion Hill, that's another Golden Tiger first down, and that will bring the third quarter to a close. After three quarters of play, the West Point Warriors have a 9-point lead. At the end of three, your score, West Point 22 and Russellville 13. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Got transmission troubles? Then you need Joe Coretti Auto Service, a locally owned and operated family business founded in 1976. Joe and Jason Coretti are your automatic transmission specialists. If you need transmission diagnostics, service, or repair, we can be reached at 256-739-2940. That's Joe Coretti Auto Service, your automatic transmission specialist, located on Golf Course Road, 256-739-2940.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Back at Warrior Field on the campus of West Point High School, after three quarters of play, the West Point Warriors have a 22-13 lead over the Russellville Golden Tigers, but Russellville has something to say about that right now as they have it first down and goal from the West Point Warrior 10-yard line. From the shotgun, Nichols hands off to Deion Hill, and Hill's met right at the line of scrimmage and dribbled backwards. Good stop that time from Kyle Butler. Kyle Butler met Deion Hill in the hole, and he wasn't going to let go for no man or nothing.
He drove him back there, and it's still going to be second down and goal. Looks like from about the 10-yard line, 10-yard line, the ball rests right on the hash mark at the 10.
Second down and goal now for Russellville from the Warrior 10. Fake the handoff to Hill. Nichols wants to throw. Now he's going to tuck it. Reverses his field. Forward, diving forward inside the 5. All the way down to the 3-yard line is Peyton Nichols.
Peyton Nichols is very elusive there as he was dead to rights. West Point had him wrapped up behind the 10-yard line, and he's able to scamper down inside the 5 to about the 3.5-yard line there. Russellville in business here, third and goal from the 3-yard line.
They'll send one receiver to the near side, one to the far side. Hills the wing to the far side. Nichols will be in the shotgun. He hands it off to DeArmond, running straight ahead, and he's in the end zone. Touchdown, Russellville.
Number 16, DeArmond, he just took the ball on a handoff. They had Deion Hill streaking around like he was going to try to run an option play. They just handed it off to number 16, and he falls into the end zone to bring Russellville Golden Tigers within three here in the fourth quarter. We've got 10:39 to go as West Point leads Russellville before the extra point try here, 22-19.
The extra point snaps good. Hold is down. Kick is up. And the kick is good. So with 10:39 left to play, your score, West Point 22, Russellville 20. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
If you like personal service and folks who can call you by name, you're going to love the new Good Hope Pharmacy. Now open on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy offers personal service, natural products.
Back at Warrior Field on the campus of West Point High School, the West Point Warriors and the Russellville Golden Tigers, 5A Region 8 battle, and West Point has a 22-20 lead over the Russellville Golden Tigers. Special thanks to Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, Good Hope Pharmacy, Morton Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissor Salon, Fuller Optical, AK Reynolds, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, Specialty Pharmacy, Joe Coretti Auto Service, 157 Hardware, and Cyber Broadband. Proud to bring you Friday Night Live each and every week. Special thanks to Jay Fuller and all the folks at Live 95 for helping us get this broadcast to you each and every week. We mentioned Jay's IT company. If you want to hear more about that, check out ColemanPC.com. That's ColemanPC.com.
Three West Point Warriors back to receive. You got number 3, Kobe Smith, deep. You got Cameron Moore, number 27, flanking him on the right-hand side. Big old number 58, that's Austin Young to the near side. We see if Russell decides to kick it off deeper. Another high pooch kick going to be taken by number 8, Lance Ray.
And Ray runs yard line. Ray runs it back to the 35-40, across the 45, and out to the 48-yard line is Lance Ray. A high pooch kick from Russellville, hoping for good coverage, but Ray was thinking otherwise and got a pretty good return.
Yeah, that's the way they kicked the ball off the first time when they kicked off to West Point. They kicked that high pooch kick over here to Ray on the near side. He took it about the 30 and only made it out to about the 41-yard line. That time he's able to push the ball forward in a big pile of West Point Warriors, helping him out there, getting him out to the 48-yard line. As West Point now moves right to left as you listen here in the fourth quarter, leading Russellville 22-20.
10 minutes, 31 seconds left in the ball game. West Point has two receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Brian Farley on a quarterback keeper trying to get to the far corner. And he might have gotten back to the line of scrimmage. Not much doing running east to the west against this Golden Tiger defense.
Yeah, you're going to have to go north and south. They're fast enough, the defensive back positions. And even the big down lineman here on the defense, they're able to get to the ball when West Point tries to stretch it. Seems they've had more success running between the tackles and then trying to cut it out wide once they break into that second level instead of trying to do these stretch plays to either side of the field.
They give Farley about a half a yard, so it'll be second down and 9 for West Point from their own 48-yard line. Leading Russellville by 2. 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Brian Farley on the option to Cameron Moore. He's across midfield, cuts back, and falls forward to about the 45-yard line. About a 6-yard gain that time on the option from Cameron Moore.
Yeah, big old Cameron Moore, he took the pitch over here to the near side, tried to stretch it out, got about to the numbers, and cut it back up into the field. Picks up a good chunk of real estate there to set up third and manageable here as West Point trying to move the ball and add to their lead of 22-20 over these Golden Tigers as the clock ticks here in the fourth quarter.
Big third down for West Point now from the Golden Tiger 45. On the option to Cameron Moore, trying to get to the far side. He's wrapped up in the backfield. He's going to lose 5 or 6 yards. That's Reed Smith with excellent pursuit that time for Russellville.
Reed Smith came up from that defensive back position on the far side of the field, read it perfectly, grabbed a hold of big old number 27, Cameron Moore, in the backfield. Drops him for a loss. It's going to be fourth down about
Well, I can't see the field down here because there's too many Golden Tigers in the way. But it's going to be fourth down and going to be punt time for Lance Ray as Deion Hill goes back to receive this punt. See if he can get away clean this time.
Lance Ray gets it away. No, it's blocked. Russellville blocks the punt at the 40-yard line.
It was a good snap, but all of a sudden, about the time Ray decided to put a boot to it, there were two or three Golden Tigers all over him, and they blocked the punt. And now Russellville is really in business at the West Point 40-yard line.
Yeah, you had a host of Golden Tigers break through the defense, the line that time, able to get back there and block that punt cleanly by from Lance Ray. They're set up in West Point territory, directly on the center of the field at the 40-yard line.
And this Russellville crowd is fired up. The football team's fired up. And momentum has definitely swung back into their direction here in the fourth quarter.
First and 10, Russellville now from the West Point 40. DeArmond takes the handoff, and he fights forward for 2, maybe 3 yards down to the 37-yard line.
Yeah, number 16, he went off tackle to the left side of the field that time. Tackled by a host of West Point Warriors and driven back after he picked up about 3 yards there, setting up second down and about 7. As the clock keeps ticking away here, Russell's getting this offense trying to get back in the lead here over the West Point Warriors. See if West Point Warriors defense can have something to say about that and keep them out of the end zone.
West Point trying to hang on to a 2-point lead with 8 minutes left in the ball game. Russellville driving on 2nd and 8. Swing pass on the near sideline to Hill. Hill's got a first down and more. Still on his feet to the 20. Running all the way down to the 15. Dragging Warriors leading to the 10-yard line is Deion Hill. Wow.
He drug a host of West Point Warriors with him. I can't stress enough to you folks listening at home. Number one, Deion Hill. He will play at the next level at running back. He is just he's not, like I said, he's not a big guy, but man, he is strong and he is fast.
Deion Hill listed as 5'8", 170, but he runs like he's about 5'11", 215.
Yeah, when he puts his head down and starts dragging players that far, I guess dynamite comes in small packages, Tommy.
First and 10 from the 11-yard line for Russellville now. West Point with a 2-point lead late in the fourth quarter. Straight ahead running from Deion Hill again. Inside the 5, down to the 4.
He just went off tackle. They went back into that power football mode when they get down here close to the goal line. And gets down. He's going to be 2nd down. And his ball is going to be right on the 5-yard line. So it's 2nd down and 5 for the Russellville Golden Tigers. With 7:33 to go. Down 2 points to West Point, but knocking on the door here as the ball rests at the 5-yard line for the Golden Tigers.
From the shotgun now, Peyton Nichols. Long snap count, receiver split to either side. They send motion to the near side. They'll toss it back to Deion Hill. West Point's got him in the backfield, but he slips away and squirts down to about the 2-yard line.
Yeah, Ryder Jones had him in the backfield, got him by the jersey, and just couldn't quite hold on to him, and he's able to squeeze forward. He's right at the goal line up there. They're going to mark him down about the 1.
And I can almost bet you what's coming right here. You're going to get a big dose of 16 DeArmond right up the middle. When he comes in the ball game, they run straight ahead right up the middle, and he usually gets good yardage. They've got it on the goal line now, 2nd down and goal from.
They're going to have him with an illegal shift. That's what they're going to call. They're going to back him up to the 10-yard line, where it'll be 2nd down and 10 now for the Golden Tigers.
And they bring DeArmond out and send Hill back in. So we'll wait and see when DeArmond goes back in if they run straight up the middle. 2nd down and 10. They're saying they can't get a first down just inside the 1-yard line. Peyton Nichols from the shotgun now. Slot to the near side. One receiver to the far side as they work left to right. He fakes it to Hill and wants to throw. Rolls to the far side. Fires complete at the 7-yard line. Diving down to about the 2-yard line is number 11, Sid Willis.
Yeah, Lance Ray saved a touchdown run that time as he was able to make the tackle on the far side. And they're going to force him out of bounds. Yeah, right at the goal line, about the 1.5 on the far side. So, and what? Who's that in the backfield, Tommy?
It's DeArmond. 3rd down and goal, or actually 3rd and about, like you said, 3rd and about a yard. I don't see how they can get a first down, but they're still saying they can't get a first down. Barely inside the 1-yard line. It's got to be just shy of the goal line.
I bet you a hamburger. 16 gets it right up the middle.
From the shotgun, Nichols. Hands it off to the Armin. Straight ahead running. West Point stacks him up at the line of scrimmage. He's going to be shy.
Now they're going to mark him short right there. He was stoned at the line of scrimmage. And well, now they're saying touchdown. So guess I was wrong. John was able to pick up a first down there and a first down. Touchdown from 1 yard out. And that comes at the 6:11 to go in the ball game. We've got number 16, Cameron DeArmon. He's had a couple touchdowns tonight. And they're actually going to go for two here to stretch this out to a 6-point lead.
So Russellville going for two now from the shotgun. Peyton Nichols rolls to the near side. Fires at the goal line, and pursuit from West Point is going to keep them shy. They're not going to get the 2-point conversion. That attempt is no good. So, with 6:11 left to play in the ballgame, your score now, Russellville 26 and West Point 22. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Back at Warrior Field on the campus of West Point High School, the Russellville Golden Tigers have taken a 4-point lead over the West Point Warriors. We have 6:11 left in the ball game, and it is 26-22, Russellville over West Point.
We've got a new player in the game over here on the near side, helping out number 3, Kobe Smith. That's number 5, Blake Yearwood. Cameron Moore on the far side. So we've got a different receiver in this trio back to receive once again for West Point.
And really kind of a delayed touchdown call. It looked like he was stopped and stood up at the line of scrimmage, and everybody was in the pile, and the officials quickly took their time. And then they finally did signal touchdown, but I think a lot of folks here thought he was stopped short, including myself.
Yeah, I thought he was stopped short, but I guess the referee saw something different down there. Either way, the Golden Tigers have taken a 26-22 lead over West Point here with 6:11 to go in the game.
A high kick going to be taken by Yearwood at the 16. Run back to the 20, 25, 30, and knocked down at the 31-yard line.
Well, Yearwood able to get out to the 31-yard line. He didn't pick up as much yardage as I'm sure they'd like, but even nevertheless, that West Point's back over the football. You know, Tommy, if they're going to get this game going back in their direction, they're going to hang on to the ball and move these chains. And they're going to have to do that with north and south running instead of the try to get away from you east and west, because that has not worked as of late for West Point, as this Russellville Golden Tigers defense has stiffened.
Bunch formation from West Point now from the 30. Tight formation. They hand it off to Kobe Smith, and he's trying to get outside from the bunch formation, and nothing doing there as Russellville sniffs it out and stops him. He'll actually lose about a yard.
Yeah, that I don't understand that bunch formation right now in this position. I know they picked up a first down right there before the half, but I think it was because Russell was kind of caught off guard like I was. I thought they were kneeling down over the football in that victory formation, but this is just a tight bunch set with everybody within about 5 yards of the football.
Bunch set again. They hand it off to Kobe Smith, and Smith tries to hand it off to Ryder Jones on a reverse, and Jones might have gotten the yard back to the original line of scrimmage. So here we are, third down and 10 now for West Point, and they're needing big yardage, needing a touchdown, as they trail Russellville now by 4 points. It's 26-22 to Russellville as the clock runs with 5 minutes left to play in the ballgame.
Tommy, when you set yourself up in these third and long positions with the two, I don't understand calls there on that bunch formation, you find yourself in an obvious passing situation, and all that does is gives Russell, they know they're going to have to pass the football, so they're going to play back off the ball and just try to bat it down.
They can pin their ears back and come back after Brian Farley. And on third down and 10, Coach Farley wants to take a timeout and think about this one. Yeah, I'm kind of confused as you, Jason. My thought process was they ran east and west a few times. and it didn't work. I really expected to see West Point try to pop a few things right up the middle, but not doing it from the bunch formation.
Yeah, and that bunch formation is weird. They've got two tights. They've got a running back off to one side of the quarterback, and then they've got the wide receivers pulled in and kind of into the backfield behind them. So not exactly sure what they're doing there, but I guess it's worked for them at some point in the season. It just hasn't worked here tonight. I expected to see them line up in that regular formation and run the football with Kobe Smith or even Brian Farley. He's had some success running up the middle of the night. You know, once he gets into open field, he can really turn on the jets and pick up some yardage. Now they find themselves 3rd and 10 with 4:50 to go, trailing. Got to have some offensive production here.
You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95, WRJM LP Coleman. Tommy Warhurst here alongside Jason Coretti. 3rd down and 10 for West Point now as they trail Russellville by 4. It's 26-22 Russellville with 4:50 left in the ball game, and a penalty flag in the backfield. They're going to penalize the Warriors for a false start. So now they're going south when they really need to be going north. It's going to be 3rd down and 15.
Yeah, anytime you have a play like this where it's crucial to pick up yardage, and then you have a 5-yard deficit because of a penalty, it really puts you behind the 8-ball, so to speak, here late in the fourth when you've got to have a score to get back on top. You turn the ball over here, and you got Russell deep in your own territory.
On 3rd down and long, Brian Farley wants to throw. Good coverage from Russellville. Farley's got to tuck it and run, and he runs out across the 35, out to right about the 36-yard line, about a 10-yard carry, but it's now going to be 4th down and 4 for West Point from their own 36-yard line.
Yeah, this is a dangerous proposition, and if they go for it here on 4th and 4 and turn the ball over, Russell's got all kind of time. You know, deep in West Point territory, and I don't see Lance Ray out on the field, so it looks like West Point is going to go for it. They're going to line up here at 4th and 4, maybe try to draw them off sides. Who knows? Maybe Brian Farley can work some magic and find one of these receivers, pick up a 1st down, and keep this game alive for them.
5 receivers for
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while, but your insurance is about you and protecting your family, and you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-da, bum, 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 bum.
If you like personal service and folks who can call you by name, you're going to love the new Good Hope Pharmacy, now open on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy offers personal service, natural products, dollar items, and more. The all-new Good Hope Pharmacy on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy, where everybody knows your name.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com. Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Scissors Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
If you're looking for a pharmacy with caring and professional local pharmacists whose focus is to help you get and stay healthy, it's Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy. With conveniences like online prescription refill, two drive-thru windows, and close to CRMC, Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy is committed to helping you reach your optimum health and well-being. Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy, full service with personal attention. Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy, Highway 157 next to the hospital.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Got transmission troubles? Then you need Joe Coretti Auto Service, a locally owned and operated family business founded in 1976. Joe and Jason Coretti are your automatic transmission specialists. If you need transmission diagnostics, service, or repair, we can be reached at 256-739-2940. That's Joe Coretti Auto Service, your automatic transmission specialist, located on Golf Course Road, 256-739-2940.
157 Hardware understands your frustration with long checkout lines and lack of personal service at large home improvement warehouses. That's why, for over 40 years, 157 Hardware has been your local, home-owned hardware store and is an authorized Cub Cadet dealer. Whatever your indoor or outdoor projects entail, Johnny Miller and his team at 157 Hardware are here to personally assist you with all your sales and service needs. 157 Hardware is conveniently located on Highway 157, 1/8 of a mile from the stockyard. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 8 to noon. That's 157 Hardware, your home-owned local hardware store. 256-734-8583.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
Of West Point High School, 1 minute left in the ball game. The Russellville Golden Tigers with a 26-22 lead over the West Point Warriors. Our apologies for technical difficulty, but we're back, and it looks like, Jason, so far, Russellville had the ball about the 35-yard line. They've worked their way down to the goal line, but they may be content now just to ride the clock out.
Yeah, they had a first and goal from the 6-yard line, and Peyton Nichols, the quarterback, he let the snap, the play clock go all the way down to 1 or 2 seconds there. Step back, kneel down. There's 1:01 to go. I believe West Point's got one timeout left. And watching in warm-ups, Russell's got a very good kicker that can hit those field goals anytime he's inside that 20-yard line. So they add on a field goal here if, for some reason, that they can leave enough time on the clock. I mean, this is all speculation and just trying to to figure out what West Point can do to get back in the game here. That would put them up by 7 with very few seconds left on the clock. They'd have to take some trickeration to get back down the field. But we'll see if Russell kneels down on it again as Peyton Nichols takes the shotgun snap, steps back, kneels down on it with 59 seconds to go. It looks like West Point does not have another timeout. I thought they'd only use one, but I guess so. There's 52 seconds to go. They'll pump the play clock in at 20. Well, they haven't pumped it in yet. I don't understand why they're not starting the play clock. They had to run a football in. But that's probably going to do it here. There's 36 seconds to go. A third down and goal with 15 seconds on the play clock. Peyton Nichols patiently awaiting the snap. It's going to bring it all the way down to about the 24-yard line.
It looks like the end on the far side for Russellville kind of squatted, leaned back a little bit early, and they're going to penalize Russellville with a false start. So they'll back him up 5 yards, and clock stops momentarily, but it'll start right back up. So
they'll back him up. They'll start the clock whenever they spot the ball here. Actually, they won't start the game clock. Play clock starts. Game clock will start when they snap the football. He's going to kneel down on again with 21 seconds to go, and that's going to do it. As Russell comes back late here in the fourth to take the lead from the West Point Warriors on a couple of great plays. And that's 6-5-4, which is all technicality as the two teams are already meeting at midfield. Great game by both teams. West Point holding on to 22 points there for a little while, and then Russell's offense able to storm back, take the lead where they finished the game here, 26-22. We'll recap how that scoring came into place as soon as I can find my notes here.
You ended up using a full scoring sheet after all, or probably even a second sheet. In the first half, we probably had three spaces filled up.
that's all we had at the half, Tommy. Russell struck first. Peyton Nichols, he had a 50 yards. I'll get it right in a second. I got this stuff jumbled all up. A 50-yard touchdown pass to number 17, Colby Tompkins. Extra point was no good. Russell led 6-0 at that point. West Point tacked on a field goal with 9:45 to go in the second. They drawled within 3. It was West Point 3, Russell 6. Then Bryant Farley found Ryder Jones on a 12-yard touchdown run. Tristan Skinner's extra point was no good. That's where we were at the half, Tommy. West Point led the Russell Golden Tigers 9-6. Then Bryant Farley went on a 50-yard touchdown run with 9 minutes and 58 seconds to go in the third, where West Point went up at that point 15-6. Tristan Skinner's extra point no good. Then Russell struck again. Deion Hill, he went on I think it was 35-yard touchdown run. No, it was 12-yard touchdown run. I've got it on the wrong side. Nevertheless, Russell retook the lead at that point. It was 15-13 to go. Then with 3:45 to go in the third, Bryant Farley hit a 48-yard touchdown run, and extra point was good. West Point finished their scoring off there. They led 22-13 late in the third. Fourth quarter was all Russell Golden Tigers as 10-13 on the clock in the fourth. Cameron DeArmond went on a touchdown run of 2 yards, extra point good by Marvin Betancourt. They draw within 2. It's Russellville 20, West Point 22. It was 6:11 to go. Once again, number 16 up the middle on a one-yard touchdown run. Two-point conversion was no good. And that's where the scoring stopped here tonight, folks. It's Russellville Golden Tigers defeats the West Point Warriors 26-22. Now, Tommy, what that brings us to is that's going to move Russellville. They're going to move to 7-1 on the season, 4-1 in the region. That's going to kind of bolster them up into that second position, depending on how Lawrence County turns out, because East Limestone, they were already at 4-0. So then you've got West Point. They're going to move to 3-2 in the region, 6-2 on the season. So by no means are they out of it, but they have got murderer's row. When you look at West Point's next game, they got to go at East Limestone, and they got to back here for Lawrence County. They're going to finish up with Priceville. And they're going to have to win at least one of those two games between East Limestone and Lawrence County to stay alive in the region. You look over here at Russellville's next three games you've got. They're going to be at home against Lawrence County. And then they're going to play St. John Paul II at St. John Paul II the following week. Then they're going to travel to Coleman on Halloween night to take on our Coleman Bearcats here. So Russell making another trip to Coleman County. But so far, like I said, Russell bolstered their possession in 5A Region 8 up a notch tonight. West Point falls down a notch, but that doesn't put them out of the playoffs. As you said, we're going to have a couple four teams making it into the playoffs in this region.
Correct. Yeah, they're not out of it. We've seen stranger things happen. No one really expected West Point to lose to J.O. Johnson last week or that Russell might fall to East Limestone. So the West Point Warriors, they control their own destiny. If they can win two of their next three ball games, they can earn a playoff spot, but they're going to have to keep winning in order to get there. Other scores from around the county, Hartsville defeated Coleman tonight 28-0. Oakman shut out Hansville 47-0. Guntersville defeated Fairview 35-14. And still playing in Holly Pond after rain delays, it's Vinemont 35 and Holly Pond 14. Our final score here, the Russellville Golden Tigers defeating the West Point Warriors by a score of 26-22. For Jason Credy, I'm Tommy Warhurst saying so long and thanks for listening to Friday Night Live. Friday Night Live is brought to you each and every week by Farmers Insurance, by Cyber Broadband, by Good Hope Pharmacy, by Morton Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissor Salon, Fuller Optical, A.K. Reynolds, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, Specialty Pharmacy, Joe Coretti Auto Service, and 157 Hardware. Once again, your final score from Warrior Field, the Russellville Golden Tigers 26 and the West Point Warriors 22. We'll talk to you next week from Oliver Woodard Stadium on the campus of Coleman High School as the Coleman Bearcats host the Decatur Red Raiders next Friday night on Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95.
You're listening to Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman.